Hold on. Let's hope that Audacity doesn't crash this time.
Fingers crossed.
If it has the audacity to crash.
Oh, yeah, except for it was earlier. So.
What the fuck's going on down there?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WTF at TFW, your premier source for all of your Herbie and My Little Pony needs. It is February the 24th. This is episode 136. I'm joined by Aaron.
Now with phantom power.
With phantom power. You got an Alesis.
Even though the button's off. But...
Just like me.
Yes.
Oh. Me and Aaron are Alesis buddies. We're going to go and get our hair made up just the same as each other and everything.
See, I was going to take it the cool way and say bro fist, but...
Oh, no, Sister Fist. No. That's the name of a metal band, by the way, Sister Fist. Also here today is Omega's Prime!
I have no Sister Fist.
Don't worry, you can buy our new album. It'll be out, you know, sometime in 2012. It'll be sweet.
Buy albums? Who does that anymore?
I do! I like CDs. True story. And also joining us today, sitting in... for Lupus Convoy, who has actually graciously donated his seat in order to maintain the four podcaster aesthetic. So thank you, Lupus. Is Derek J. Wyatt.
Thank you, and Lupus's seat is not too uncomfortable. I think it's adjusted well.
Dude has good upholstery.
I may kick back the recliner after a while, but...
It's the lever on the side. Just keep going.
If I shut my eyes... I swear, I'm listening, just keep going.
Yeah, just keep going and don't touch me. there's a reason why we have a visitation from Twitter's own Derek J. Wyatt. Hopefully he'll be able to come back next week as well. Hint, hint, put you on the spot.
Is it because there's free candy?
Yes. I'll be bringing it.
Bring it!
I don't know if you guys know this, but BotCon has been doing a little animated thing, and they just finished their sneak previews today by revealing Motor Master. So we now know what the five Stunticons look like, and pretty much this is all we're going to see on the official channels for BotCon stuff. Although there are always channels that tend to crop up to show other things, but... now that the official preview's done, Derek's come on here with the intent, I believe, of going like, hey, guess what I made? So, you made Motor Master.
I did. Yes. To unanimous approval.
Yes, to clear
thank
unanimous
you, thank
approval.
You, everyone.
The entire internet united and said, we like the box head. It's so awesome. Great. No, in fact, the dissent originates here. Our very own Omega's Prime is the chief dissenter. Of the the Motor Master.
Said it. It's all me. I did it all.
I know a lot of
you're
you guys.
You're the one person.
A lot of
you
guys.
Stop, please.
A lot of you guys just... think there's emotion going on. This is all Omegas.
Yeah, I've got like 200 different Twitter accounts that I'm just posting all of this to.
Yes, but no. This is basically Motor Master is animated Voyager Optimus Prime with a new box head, which many people have. Said also kind of resembles the lead singer from Motorhead because he's Motor Master and that's his head and it's a Motorhead.
And, oh, I get it.
Yes. the big debate for the last, I believe, at least 2 or 3 weeks, if not longer, was would Motor Master be Wreck-Gar or Optimus Prime? A lot of us had logicked out that he would probably be a Voyager, just given how BotCon tends to go. And then we were like, all right, what Voyager toys would even work as Motor Master? And we're like, Grimlock probably wouldn't work. So it came down to the two trucks, pretty much. Some people were also pulling for Bulkhead, actually.
Oh, God.
Which...
What in the world?
Again,
what is this? What has this world come to when people want to see... I am nearly speechless.
Now, Bulkhead, I actually do not know how that could have worked at all. Because
weird,
the dude's
too.
Entire body looks very specific.
What if we just left Bulkhead's head turned over and then painted his entire front as Motor Master's face?
That would be kind of awesome.
That would be kind of boxy.
That would be a Gurren Lagann throwback. Totally,
a round square.
Yeah.
All right.
Gunman Motor Master. So the big debate came down to those two, and now that we know which one it is, the debate has gotten pretty loud. And I was telling Derek before that this is actually, you know, pretty healthy considering how some BotCon reveals can go. Last year's generally I thought went pretty well, but if you ever want to think about which ones were kind of lackluster, you can think about BotCon 2009's own Landshark and Flak, who I believe many people forgot were in the box set even after they got the box set, which is unfortunate because I think Flak actually turned out really good, and I totally came around on him when I shot some videos.
I totally started to like Landshark as a, you know, as a toy, and I even drew a little animated version of him, put him up on Twitter earlier.
Yeah.
Or last year sometime.
So those guys ended up, I actually ended up liking 2009 a lot more than I thought I would once I went in. But this time, no, we got some healthy discussion going on here. And the crux of it is around the Rekkar thing. But before we go into the whole comparison thing, just looking at it as it actually is, even though there are some people who are still saying, I think this is a joke. We don't know what Motormaster looks like yet. And I'm like, well, okay.
Life is a joke, my friend. Life is a joke.
As he is now, I mean, this is going to be a little bit awkward for everyone because this is more so about the Omegas and Aaron and my own opinions here with the guy who made it standing in the virtual room with us. But just as he is now, animated Motormaster, personally, I am hardcore digging the head. Gog had a really good point he made actually on Twitter and on the boards, which is that it looks kind of like Motormaster's just wearing a small version of his trailer as a hat. Which I thought was kind of cute because the stripes are there.
The stripes are on the, I think they're on the G1 cartoon model, right? That's where I think I took that from there.
Although the stripes, I like that they were on the side of the vehicle mode too, mm-hmm. like the purple stripes.
My idea was to have the stripes go all the way through the front and through the lights, the headlights, but I guess they couldn't paint that much. So there's all those kinds of crazy limitations. You can go through all the time.
Yeah, and that is something that I'd like to ask you about after we focus on Motormaster, just some of the process. But, generally, I was like, yeah, Motormaster looks pretty cool. Little did I know that that would cast me in a role in a grander battle later on. But, Aaron, how did you take Motormaster at face value?
I thought it looked good. I was ready for it. That's what I had assumed and had believed that the mold was going to be, so no big surprise.
Hmm. Yeah,
it's like, vindicated. Too. I'm good.
It's actually thanks to this podcast that I knew there was a push to have it look like Rekkar, because I was like, well, the Voyager truck that comes to mind is Optimus. But
yeah, it's a semi-truck. He's a semi-truck. It seems like a match. You're not going to throw Blitzwing in there to change it up, no. And then the head that they showed, they said that's mostly Photoshop because they got their sample was like China defaced or something?
There was an X carved in the front. So just before we started, a couple hours before we started, on Facebook, they've posted the wax sculpt of the actual head.
Okay, let me go on.
So go look for that
one.
While you're looking for that. Omegas, how did you take this one at face value with, I'm guessing, a little bit of, oh no, mixed in?
I set fire to my G1 Menasor.
Ah, so
They're
did I.
Dead to me now.
That's because I'm metal.
Okay, yes, I was in the Rekkar camp. My party is disappointed. We are not taking defeat graciously.
Have you conceded the election yet?
No, we're waiting for Florida.
Hold
up everything.
I would never wait for Florida myself, because it's hot there. I'd go somewhere else to wait.
Yeah, try living here. Not fun.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you guys do it.
Disney World call.
Yeah. we all get sunstroke, get very delirious, and then we go spend $800 to stand in line for 8 hours.
It's fun. By that I mean it's expensive.
You know, can I sidetrack for a second here?
Sure.
I gotta ask because you know, Californians, people live in LA and Anaheim, we have season passes to Disneyland and we go all the time. But everybody I talk to Florida you talk to from Florida, and I ask them if they go to Disneyland. They're like, no, I never go there. Or Disney World. Is that true? Like, no locals ever go?
I can remember being local and going once.
Wow.
A whole once.
We go, like, 10 times a year, you know, like, every weekend. Or, like, we'll go, like, for half an hour at night, you know, because, like, I don't know.
I know. It's one of those things. I know Florida residents get some kind of discount, but it's not a season pass type thing.
Oh.
So you're pretty much just out on your own.
Aww. My goodness.
But Omegas, Motormaster, I almost said Menasor.
Disneyland.
Transformers Animated Disneyland. What do you think of him?
Yay!
Oh, it's cool, but the lines are too long. I don't know. See, this is kind of what bugs me about. I understand the idea of using the Prime Mold is the one you think of. It is the only semi-truck available, technically. But on the other hand, I find the body just too iconic of Optimus Prime to actually work as a recast character. And part of me really doesn't like the idea of a light bar on a Stunticon. How having an emergency vehicle Stunticon just does not work for me. Oh, I was kind of hoping for Wreck-Art, because I could picture Motormaster using those forks to just run down the highway, flinging pedestrians and cars out of his way.
Mad Max style.
Exactly.
At like 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Really,
just barely barreling down the freeway.
Letting them go into the cars.
More like trudging down the freeway.
Yeah.
It's an alien dump truck.
Stopping for diesel every 10 miles. No.
Letting those forks sink into the other cars. Let them know. It's the kiss of the Motormaster.
It's coming to oncoming traffic. That's how he does it.
So, like, do you think that we should just go into the Wreck-Art thing at this point?
I found the head, and the sculpt looks pretty good as it stands.
Yeah, that actually really helped me, because when I saw the first pictures, I was kind of like, yeah, the head looks neat, it's a box. And then someone's like, it looks kind of like the front's like a picture. And I was like, I was like, I think it's sculpted, but then I was looking at it again, I was like, and then they said that it was digitally fixed up, so I was like, oh, this is confusing. So then seeing the wax sculpt.
The actual mold piece looks pretty good.
Yeah, it helped out quite a bit.
Kudos to whoever draw that original.
You know, honestly, I think they did a great job with the Photoshop trying to get it to. But if you had seen, I saw the before pictures of it, and it was, you know, literally the box with a giant red X burned into the face so you couldn't see. You know, which is it's crazy, because that's the part of the toy we want to see, China.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hello, this is the new part of the toy that we really want to see if you got right. And here you go, like.
You can't do that across the chest that's the same on every one of them. You got to do it on the custom piece.
You've seen, like, the other ones, too. Sometimes they have, like, the date written in the arm or something.
But, yeah.
The face? Really? The face?
The one thing that everyone was saying would hinge on whether or not this would even work.
Yeah.
Omegas, do you think it would have worked better for you if there was an X in the
face? Yeah, yes. It was like a self-mutilating, hated himself Motormaster. I would be happier with it.
So you want Motormaster to be a cutter, is what you're saying.
Or like straight edge Motormaster.
Hey, he's got XXX Motormaster XXX. Omegas, what's your reaction to the wax sculpt of the head, just in terms of that head?
The wax sculpting is fairly nice. I was kind of worried about how flat that head looked on the first picture. Probably because it's just such a small picture, you can't make out the detail on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the photoshopping probably doesn't help. But
I got a lot of tweets of people going like, "Does it look flat to you?" And I was like, "Well, now I'm looking at it again."
I mean, it doesn't look like it's a sticker. I don't know where people could say that, because there's definitely some depth between like the lower jaw and stuff. But it's not 100%. Like, I know a lot of people were asking me too. Is like, are his eyes red? I thought they're supposed to be purple. But I think they're in the final. It'll be purple also. I think that was a
Photoshop
flub. Not a miscolor, but just trying to get the, you know, pump up the difference between the purple and the face and the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was striking me too, because I remember that in terms of animated, often the eye color is extremely important.
Yes, and I'm you know, my first and usually only instinct is to follow the animation models that have come before. You know, I kind of ignore the comics, ignore the toys, I want things to look like they did in the old show. So that's that's what I like to reference. So,
all right. And Omegas, I didn't mean to cut in all over that, but were there any other, like, did the wax sculpt give you any new insights to how it looked overall, or was it more so just like, okay, there's the sculpt? Or
it does. It makes it. Well, it makes me happy with a head sculpt. I will put it that way. Because there is a lot more depth to the head than I feared there would be. Still not joining your camp, though.
It's all right. That means we're going to have organic discussion.
You have Kool-Aid.
Don't tell him about the Kool-Aid yet.
When I did the head turn for the head sculpt, it's really like the face kind of comes in almost a third of the way into the box. So maybe I'll put it up someday. Like there's a profile view cuts in. It's like a kind of a cutaway view where you can see the profile of the face, and it comes in almost that far, like a third of the way into the box. So it should be it. Then they followed my designs really well, so that should be about that.
Alrighty. I guess we could at this point the Rekkar thing will come up in here for sure. Just so we all know.
What Rekkar thing?
That little thing some people talked about. And the thing
came. I don't remember.
It's February 24th already. Can you believe that? but we got a bunch of questions from Twitter, and I'd like to go through these. As I said, the Rekkar thing pops up in here, so we're not going to glaze over that. Don't worry. But this first one kind of will cover something that we can't talk about, because TFW's own Defuzz asked... He was wondering what DJW's involvement is/will be with the accompanying comic. Will he be contributing to the story or art? And I believe that that's the one thing we totally can't talk about.
Yeah, that is going to be announced soon, I believe.
Okay.
You know, I can tell you what I can tell you is that in the beginning of this process, over whatever the summer, real early on. It was, Matt Youngberg and Marty Eisenberg and I got together, and we do what we always did. We fleshed out we decided what kind of personalities we want these characters to have, and what, so it was kind of a team process again. And that's all I'm going to say.
Alrighty. Well, I mean, that's some good stuff. Like, those are names I'd love to hear involved with anything that's going to be some fiction for animated.
And they all loved using Motor Master from the Prime Mold, I think. That was their favorite part.
So,
no, I'm just kidding.
They're going to come in here with some steel bats and fix up the people who aren't disagreeing with them.
What people don't realize is I have these extra slots in my Voyager Prime shelf, and I just need them filled. So...
You know what I could use is another Black Voyager Prime just over there to match up with the Japanese. Yeah, Motor Master.
That's another thing. The argument that it's too similar to the Japanese one is, I think that's pretty weak, because I think I told somebody online, it was like, it's like 85% different than that. Like the black is, it's only on the chest and the shoulders.
Yeah, the Black Voyager Prime, I recall, is primarily red windshields, a lot of silver gray.
Yeah.
And it's got the blue that they like to put on the Nemesis guys.
Ah, yes, good old Nemesis blue.
Which is weird, but anyway, that's a different story.
Hey, y'all like teal? I like teal. Okay, next question comes from Snowball McFistcuffs, Sejo Jafruit. On Twitter, who says, were there other choices for each character? So this kind of goes across all the Stunticons, but if I'm guessing this is like a combination of, were all these Stunticons the first mold choice and what were the backups, or were these guys the backups and what were the primary choices?
Oh, yes. Well, they came to me with what they wanted to do. And the only thing I did was I switched Breakdown, the molds for Breakdown and Wild Rider. Those were flopped. So they had Lockdown as Breakdown, and Wild Rider was, what's his face? Rodimus.
Mm-hmm.
And I switched those because I wanted, Breakdown to be, that car felt more Breakdown-y to me, and I thought, like, having the hood, chest reminded me of the G2 Breakdown from last year's set. So I really wanted to echo that stuff. It just felt more right to me. But other than that, they go through a process. FunPub goes through this process with Hasbro where they figure out what mold's available, and they, I think this year was a little harder than some too. They went through a lot of different ideas, but the Stunticons had been, I think Pete told me that Stunticons had been an idea that's been floating around for quite a while, and they really wanted to do the Stunticons.
Mm. Well, they really love Breakdown. This is going to be, what, the 1, 2, 3, 4th Breakdown?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Breakdown's kind of sacred to BotCon, so...
I think, yeah, I think in a way, he's, right. He's yeah, becoming, I mean, their mascot. So, I think they should use him as the mascot. Big walk-around suit and everything.
Hi, kids, I'm Breakdown. I'm extremely expensive.
So another thing I was talking about with Pito, like, kind of begging him to do a G2 recolor of Animated Breakdown someday.
It's like, well, we'll see.
But customizing class.
We'll see how they like Motor Master first.
with these Stunticons, like, I guess, and mostly with the deluxes, because I think that you've you stated on Twitter basically that Motor Master is very much in line with something that you'd wanted to do.
Before I had finalized the mold or the design of Optimus Prime, and before we had decided that Ultra Magnus was, you know, the leader of the Autobots in Animated, I had done recolors of my early Optimus model into Motor Master and Ultra Magnus, and that, so I immediately went back to that Motor Master, and if you look at the final one and the early one, they share a lot of the same colors.
Mm.
And I really wanted to do that since the very beginning.
So with the deluxe Stunticons, were there any mold choices in there you would have rather done, or did those guys end up mostly being the primary ideas you'd had?
I think I liked all the choices. I can't really think of any I'd rather choose. I mean, we talked about others.
Mm.
You know, some people were like, we can't do the girl called Dragstrip, that everybody's going to go tee hee hee and all that stuff. And I'm like, who cares? It's, you know,
have tee heed.
Well, I mean, and what's wrong with that? That's fine, right? I don't know. I kind of didn't understand the angry people about that. It's like, what are you laughing at our toys for? That's ridiculous.
Toys this are serious. A serious business. Hobby.
Yeah. Like, come on. Whatever. It's funny. Yeah. Yeah, it's
like with that one, it sounds to me like with that one, it was like the joke of the name kind of came second or third after putting that color to that mold.
Yeah. I don't know where it fell, but.
Some people were going like, you know, was the joke of the name the impetus for the entire design? And sounds to me like it wasn't. So.
The potential joke of the name was the impetus of the entire, just the entire line. We can use Dragstrip as a girl, we'll make it Stunticons.
Whole set based around that joke. No, come on.
All right, so
that was a weird one too, because I kind of didn't get the guys that were hating on the Jokers.
That was another one where there was a hotly debated mold choice on it, in part because I think it's like the opening couple Stunticons kind of cleared out some of the obvious molds like Jazz or Rodimus.
Yeah.
And so that was the first more debated one I saw, because many people said they'd rather have had a Blur in there, and a lot of us assumed, like, you know, Blur is going to not only already be a Collector's Club toy, but he's going to be another yellow Collector's Club toy, much like Dragstrip might have been. But did Blur ever come up for consideration in the Stunticon lineup?
I think they talked about it. They did talk about it early on. I mean, the way it is now is pretty much the way it was proposed to me. There was some discussion about, you know, and there, like, some of the people had concerns about Lockdown's hands, and we thought it would still work out, you know, in the end. So,
well, when BotCon made the point that, like, remolding the hands would have cut into making a new head, then I could see where it's coming from.
I
mean, it is kind of a bummer, but I think, you know, it was funny because I think Wild Rider was a little bit of a controversy too, but I was pretty happy with how he came out too. People were saying that the car is so boring. I'm like, cars are, I don't know. It's, oh, I got Pete Sinclair's calling me right now.
Stop talking to me.
What are you doing on that recording? A podcast? You're not supposed to be doing podcast. No, he's not. What was I talking about? Oh, the car for Wild Rider. You know, I wanted it to make it look like the I didn't even want to put the black hood on it, because it's like that you didn't have that in the cartoons, but they were like, well, we need some, you know, some deco. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, the Wild Rider one, I had... Generally, I thought the first two, I thought they went over pretty well, but those two also, mm-hmm. This is my sort of embarrassing thing, is I don't really take note of whether or not there's a huge amount of debate unless it gets big enough to then start overflowing past the boards and onto Twitter, because I'm a Twitter whore like that. Mm-hmm. there could have been a lot of debate I just didn't catch on that one. Just for my own satisfaction, did you guys at any point consider Bumblebee?
No, not. There was never in any conversation I was involved in. No.
All right, I said to check. I was thinking that would be funny. next question. We've actually kind of got into this question already, but T16 Skyhop wanted to know about the design process, going back and forth with BotCon and production, as well as inspirations and choosing molds. If there were any other pertinent things in that you can think of.
Well, let's see. We kind of talked about the mold choice already, and then. The design process was, well, the first thing I did was I kind of printed out the model sheets of the characters that related to the molds we were using, and I started drawing new heads and recoloring them. And we kind of went back and forth, or I kind of went back and forth with the Collectors Club guys. They had their ideas about the color, and we kind of went back and forth. And I wanted to use that maroon color, kind of goes through the four cars. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the same maroon through all four cars. I kind of thought that was cool because it would be like kind of unify the group a little bit, even though Motormaster sticks out. But then I did all the new head turns that we needed, including Cheetor. I did to him around the same time.
Oh, cool.
So that was a lot of extra work. That I stayed very late at work doing, but now it's all worth it. What other specifics would you want to know about the design process? I can't really think of anything else.
Well, I mean, the mold inspiration, obviously, a lot of your inspiration comes from, you know, older model sheets or with breakdown, what breakdown has been before.
Right. I tend to, the first thing I look at is always the G1 cartoon or whatever. Animated shows, because I like those. Those are the models I identify with the most. I don't necessarily think about the toys as much, because when I was a kid, I always wanted the toys to look exactly like the show, so that's what I go to first. There's an interesting thing about that with Wild Rider. I had originally drawn him with the spikes on his ears, but there's absolutely zero clearance there in the so I had to take those off. I was kind of bummed out, but I thought he still looks cool. And another thing about him is I tried to color it, the silver part on his chest and that goes into his shoulder pads. Mm-hmm. My inspiration for that was Road Pig from G.I. Joe. So I think he's kind of – I want him to wear the weird armored football gear. I was trying to make it look like that, And some of that is my thought process too. Like Motormaster has got like – I think of him wearing. He's a guy who's kind of like in a black shirt and purple jeans.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be kind of a wrestler type, like a villain wrestler.
Yeah, I think the comparison that made the most rounds was Macho Man Randy Savage.
That's who we were thinking of for the, like, if we were casting, we would want him to do the voice, He always refers to himself as the Motor Master.
So. I guess for choosing molds, that one is more so just, a lot of us, I think, had already hypothesized there are only so many cars in the animated lineup to choose from. So that's how I think a lot of people were able to predict and come down to these this mold versus this mold arguments, because, for the four Stunticons, there are only so many cars. There are only, like, what, six cars, really, to choose from. Mm-hmm.
I know some people have said that I've heard the complaint that the animated molds are too distinct, or the drawings are too distinct, mm-hmm. but to have different person. But I think we did that a lot in the series. Wasp and Bumblebee and Cybertron's populated by alternate Bumblebees, Bumblebee with different heads. And I really think that if I had done the series, I don't know about all the stunt cons, but I would probably have wanted Motormaster to be. Have Prime's body and have a different head.
Well, that's kind of why for me the choice didn't really irk me that much, because it I'd bought more so than the distinctive character shapes. I'd bought more so into the animated idea of shared chassis designs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the number of people, again, Omegas included, the number of people who said that they identify that less as a chassis and more as an Optimus Prime body. I ended up going like, you know, if that is one of the key points that is pulling some of you guys off it, I can see where it's coming from to a degree, because I guess it just depends on, like, did you see it as a chassis or did you see it as the Optimus Prime body of the show?
Yeah, I don't think he's unique. I think, in fact, that to me it's like, I love those old DC Comics and Star Trek kind of sci-fi conventions where it's like, you know, there's, you know, an infinite number of alternate Optimuses out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, in different decos. So, you know, I would definitely want like a Bizarro Optimus and a, you know, the Crime Syndicate right. Optimus and, you know, all that stuff. So
now I want Crisis on Infinite Cybertron.
Exactly. Oh,
no. Season 4.
Oh, you know, this came up earlier, on Formspring, and I had forgotten about this idea that we had for, we were going to do a Shatterglass type episode. And then we were also going to do an episode where, Optimus and Alita One's roles kind of got switched. Mm-hmm. So Optimus became Arachnus Prime and Alita One was leading the four other Autobots against him.
Ooh.
In an alternate universe. That would have been kind of cool.
So you mean like Optimus would have been like this badass giant spider bug man? Yeah.
Spider truck.
I really want to see that now.
And we have spider, not monkey. Or
yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
I have a thing for bug people and arachnid people, and that would have really hit that thing quite well.
I think I went off on another tangent.
Yeah, we should bring this back, because the next question is the important one from Talon842. I mean, why didn't he use Rekgar? Now, I know you actually stated on Twitter, I think, in one tweet, why Rekgar doesn't work, but just for posterity, you can even just reread the tweet if you want, but for posterity...
Okay, let me call it up now. I
except for I now, really, you have to do it in under 100 characters.
And I know I'm once again at risk of offending a bunch of people, even some people in the room, but I really hate Pitch the idea ready. Of Rekgar being Motor Master. It's not... It was never in my game plan, and I think that, you know, when I look at Rekgar as a character in that mold, it's much more cartoony and awkward looking than Optimus, because that's what it's supposed to be. Optimus has like a, you know, the kind of superhero stance and he's kind of more manly, I guess. I don't know. Rekgar is a comedy relief character, and that's what I think that toy reflects that. And every Digibash I've seen of people making Motor Master out of Rekgar just looks ridiculous to me. It just doesn't work for me. So and I know other people, you know, that's their one true dream or whatever, but it's not for me. And ultimately this is where I got to call, you know, this is my universe.
Well, let me briefly, I can briefly be the champion for the people here. yeah. Cause I looked at the one that made the most rounds and I picked out parts of it. And I think I see what works for a lot of people in it. And I see what doesn't work for me personally. Although at the end of the day, I tend with these guys, I was looking at them more as who do I think the superior toy is. That's especially with Dragstrip when it came down to Blur versus RC. I was like, I'd rather have an RC because I think that toy is better. In this case, not to say that I think any of these toys suck, but I like the Optimus toy more than the Rekgar toy on an objective level.
The Voyager Optimus is, to me too, it's like, it's one of the, you know, one of the best animated toys. It's just so great, so solid. I really like it a lot. I mean, not that I don't love Rekgar too, but I really like that Optimus.
Oh, with the Rekgar idea as Motor Master, the way I saw it working is the torso. I very much dig what some people did with the torso, and I can see how the torso shape would draw a lot of folks into that idea. The one thing I wish the Digibashes would do is nullify Rekgar's neck, because when I looked at one, I was like, that kind of works, and then I saw the neck. And I think that if a box head is going to be a Motor Master on a Rekgar body, it can't have Rekgar's neck. Because the elongated neck, to me, is one of the roots of the silliness of the design. And it would get rid of a lot of Motor Master's badassness if he's a box on a stick on a chest.
Yeah.
Get rid of the neck, then we're starting to talk. The body shape overall, if there was some way to through paint deco to trim it and make it look a lot more like a sinister set of boxes, I could see it. But then where everything falls apart for me is the backpack. It looks like, at best to me, it looked like that's a pretty cool Motormaster idea with a huge ass backpack that I don't want to see on Motormaster. And that then carries into the alt mode, where there was a great kit bash where someone replaced the cart or the garbage lifting, you know, the forks with some smokestacks. And when we were recording podcasts earlier, I said that that would be one way to make the alt mode work better as Motormaster, would be to replace the forks. But if you replace the forks, then you probably couldn't replace the head, and that would totally mess up the whole idea for me again. So it's kind of like I can see pathways whereby this would work, but between the backpack and then just the logistics of making the toy, there are too many things that I felt would get in the way of all the effective parts of the idea. So it's like I there are a lot of parts of that idea that I've been won over to, but there are still too many parts that is that put me off of it, and I felt kind of like when it first popped up, I was like, yeah, that's right, I'm all of your Judases, I was always for Prime, and then it turns out that made me into an enemy of the people.
I just got a text message from Pete Sinclair.
Uh-oh.
He wants me to tell you all to quit your whining.
There you go, straight from the source.
I make my big, impassioned, objective statement.
It was perfect timing.
Pete Sinclair pops up. Right,
it's almost like he's listening. Oh, shit.
Pete, I'm sorry I wasn't all into Flak and Landshark. I turned around on them later. Right, we all turned around to a degree. But that's where I wanted to throw in that I have, through reading a whole lot of posts and through sifting through a whole lot of hyperbolic, vile bitterness and whatnot, on to a degree even on both ends of the argument, it's after a while. I've seen a lot of the objective points why people would be into Rekgar's Motormaster, and I can see it now to the point where this comes down very much to aesthetic preference. My own aesthetic preference lies with Optimus Prime's body being Motormaster.
Ultimately that's my bias too, because I've had that in my head for,
yeah,
you know, 4 or 5 years now. So,
and I want to check with like Omegas, the points I made for Rekgar, do those sort of work along the lines of where you're coming from with them working, or am I totally off base?
A little bit. There's some points there. Like, I don't mind the backpack so much, and I can see where you're coming from on the neck area. I kind of went, oh, that looked kind of stupid.
But the chest, for sure, I think. Like, do you feel the chest works? I do think that chest could work as a Motormaster.
Yeah, if you're talking, like, seeing a Transformers character as a chassis, you know, I definitely think that body for Rekgar could be recast a lot easier than Prime's good.
But he's Rekgar is not a chassis. There aren't any more like him back home, in a way, you know?
That is true. Yeah,
if you're coming from an in-universe standpoint... where I wanted to go with Rekgar was I wanted him to create a race of Junkions that were, you know, sort of like the Starscream clones. Like, they would be clones of him with different Junkion heads, and then he'd move into space and build a giant square planet made out of trash.
I like the square planet.
Yeah, I'm always trying to get more Bizarro into the world, but so to me, like, that's another thing. It's like there would eventually have been a race of Junkions that all share that same body. Dude, it would be weird.
Do they all quote Weird Al songs?
I hope so.
Were they all to be voiced by Weird Al?
yeah, of course, because it's like the Starscream clones, you know. I can't bring that up here, actually. I'm not going to say
anything. Hey, which one of Star... Okay.
Also, my standard answer for that now is for the slipstream question, is your mom.
Oh,
so witty.
Oh. Did you like designing slipstream? Your mom. No, wait. Yeah, that's the right answer, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was one, actually, that came up when it was revealed that it was just revealed that animated was BotCon. There were some folks who said maybe now could be the time for a slipstream, but I was curious about your perspective on the idea. Like, what if BotCon was really pushing, like, hey, how about we do slipstream? Like,
well, they didn't, but I think that would be another thing where we'd have to do...
You'd tell Feet your mom?
No, I would call my mom. I would call my mom and say, Mom, we're finally making a female Starscream. Oh, that's nice, dear. No, I think that would be one where Starscream might have to have more than just a head remold.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Because like the arm, the upper arms especially are really beefy and.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it could be done. I think, but I would hate to. It's just that. I would hate to lose a head just to give somebody, you know, new arms or
yeah. Well, that'd be quite a like bit, that. Probably. I mean,
that would be like
if you start dealing with an arm, you're dealing with transformation aspects.
Right. The whole budget would, I think, if you're going to do slipstream, you'd need to drop all the alternate heads. Into slipstream.
The only way you could probably do it is if you did it to the activator mold. There's probably a little bit more wiggle room with a smaller figure.
In theory. They could do it as a club exclusive toy because I think they can just, you know, they could charge whatever they, you know, they could charge for the extra cost of tooling the arms or something. But I don't know. You know, it'd
go high.
Yeah, that'd be like a for a Voyager. Normally, that'd be like $120, $150 toy by the time they get their nice hard box and everything involved.
Well, if everybody promised to buy two.
Listeners,
then they can probably get that.
It'll be like air raids are going on sale for $8.
Oh, poor air raids.
This is actually there's one last thing about alternate Motor Masters I wanted to bring up briefly, which is that while I do dig the Prime mold in terms of a Voyager Motor Master, I was actually part of the very small team. I know it's not actually that small, but I feel we've been drowned out by the Rekgars. There were a couple of us who were saying, we know this will not happen, but in a magic world where this could happen, it would be neat if the Ultra Magnus mold was repurposed and rechested and reheaded in a Motor Master style. I'm curious, Mr. Derek J. Wyatt, do you think that would work, or am I one of those heinous people? Much like...
You are one of those heinous people, but I don't know if that's what the question... No, I think that they... if memory serves, I believe they can't use leaders for some reason.
Yeah. Generally, I don't think they've ever...
cost issue, maybe?
Yeah.
But that's another thing where there's a giant plastic elite guard symbol on his chest that would... have Motor Master showing up with a... Even if it's purple, like, you know, like, that's not going
to
work.
That's why I'd say he'd need to be rechested at least to fix the button is the elite guard symbol. And that's... Aside from being a leader... And needing a new chest button, that's already two things outside of needing a new head that would get in the way. And also, it would never happen. But all those things aside, there was an interesting Digibash and the guy said, I don't know how to do colors, so the colors turned out awful, but he stuck the Motor Master head onto Ultra Magnus, and I was like, if I look at it and turn colors off in my eyes and cover his chest, the silhouette's kind of neat.
And get a pair of scissors to jam at the other eye. Oh.
The other thing is the in universe reason for the Stunticons is they are trying to they're built on Autobot built with Autobot protoform molds because they're trying to infiltrate Cybertron. So I think a guy driving around that's Ultra Magnus would be kind of weird.
Hey, isn't that?
Hey, aren't you in the hospital, Mister?
I'm all better.
And that's another thing too. Is I think that the Ultra Magnus is a unique. I don't think he's there's a bunch of Ultra Magnuses running around because I think he was probably a guy who was upgraded into that, you know, big form when he became Magnus or when the war started, something like that.
And also, this is where I can say, like, you know, I am definitely not speaking from any kind of authority, because whilst I was going, like, you know, I agree that Rekgar, you know, he's a unique body, doesn't really work. I was sitting there going, like, I think that Ultra Magnus's body could totally be Motor Master. So we're all coming from different angles here. The main thing I want to put out there is, even though the guy who is doing them says that he doesn't like Rekgar, don't feel bad if you preferred the Rekgar idea, because we all have our own aesthetic preferences.
No, you shouldn't feel bad. It's just... You know, you're not right this time. That's all.
I found it started to tread into the realm of there being just enough emotion behind the argument for me to start going, like, I think people are actually getting a little upset about this. So I was like,
yeah.
Because a lot of times people will take it as, you know, you disagree with my aesthetic preference. Is this some kind of slight or something like that? And it's like, no, it's aesthetic preference. This is, you know, aesthetic preference outside of visuals, when we go into just pure aesthetic preference, like let's put it into audio aesthetic preference. This is why I think a lot of people tend to argue about music, because the aesthetic preference makes people feel like, why don't these people agree with me about music? Because what I think sounds good is what sounds good. And I don't know. There's a whole argument of objectivity we could bring in here, but my main thing is I really wanted to try to give some representation to the Rekgar side of the argument, and I was hoping with Omegas here, you know, you could keep me in check.
You see, I had so many points I was going to bring up, and then you brought in the guy who made the frickin' toy.
Can't even backbite, be like, I think whoever designed that's too...
yeah.
Well, I was going to throw it out there that, like, you know, we are in Skype. It's not like he can reach across the table and punch you in the face if you, you know...
Breaking the fourth wall illusion.
I mean, we're all in the same room, but we put you behind bulletproof glass because we... And I'm not saying if it's Derek or Omegas who's behind bulletproof glass. Because, you know, of the danger. And... Mm-hmm. Our next comment, I'll move along from here now. Anyone who did prefer the Rekgar, you know, feel free to jump in the thread, even though I'm sure there's already a thread about this, if not two or three.
Fists raised.
12.
You know, when you're hearing this, if you aren't sick of the discussion by this point, if you do want to drop some thoughts.
You know, that's a kind of a sad thing, because I felt like I had some pretty reasonable discussions on Twitter about it, you know, even though people didn't agree with my choice, ultimately. Like, it doesn't have to get so angry, guys. It's, you know, this is like...
Well, also, I just want to throw it out there. Like, I don't mean to send a flood to your Twitter, but I when I was seeing this, to me, I was about to make some tweets about this morning, and I was kind of like, maybe I should, is the beauty of someone actually taking part on Twitter in anyone sending them questions and often replying is Twitter is devoid of an administration directly monitoring the conversations. What that means is that you could technically ask Derek anything on Twitter. The worst thing he's going to do is not reply. It's not like you're in any risk. It's not like if you say, I think your Rekgar sucks, someone's going to, you know, kick you off Twitter for that.
I could insult your mom, though.
Yes, that's the second worst thing that could happen, is he might come after your mom.
Not about Motormaster, though.
Yeah. My mother was a classy woman, thank you.
Get out, Aaron.
Yeah, she was.
but you know, if in this case, because Derek tends to answer questions on Twitter and whatnot, you know, there's a good venue of communication whereby, you know, if you do want to tell him why you think it would have worked better as Rekgar, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people told you why they think it would work better as Rekgar, you can do it. And that's why the level of anger when I saw between other people, I was kind of like, well, you know, you could, if you really want to just vent why you didn't think it works, the guy is sitting there, and what's
well,
the
I think a lot of people did that too. A lot of people came and told, and honestly, I don't know if I'm interested in discussing it for like another week.
But, well, that's why I mean, also like eventually, you know, that's also part of the reason of this Q&A thing that we're doing is kind of like you can also come and check and see if maybe your question got asked already, and then you can hear mm-hmm. what, because he's probably going to give the same answer if it's asked again a week later. But
although one thing I do have to say, complain all you want, these are the toys that are getting made.
That is the one thing. There's still that little camp of like two or three guys who are like, I think this might still be a red herring. And I'm kind of like, no, it's probably not.
No. I would bet if they've gotten the Chinese sample.
Their fault for repainting Octane last year.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny, though.
That was hilarious.
I'm not saying it wasn't funny. I'm just saying it was astonishingly
The precedent
cool.
has been hit now.
Yeah.
But I guess we can move along now from the Rekgar thing. For now. It'll come up again, I'm sure.
Oh, will we ever move on?
Omega's like, oh no. I already got Rekgar tattooed on my chest. Our next question comes from Mr. Biatis, who says, Vangelis, I like Crankstart. Shut up.
Is that for me? I don't...
I spit on Crankstart. Anyway, our next actual question comes from Roy Bertito. On Twitter again, who says, does Motormaster's head have depth, or is it just painted flat onto a box? This was before we saw the wax sculpt.
Oh, yes. But, there's like I said, it's about a third of the way in. You know, of course, his chin comes nearly to the edge of the box, but then, you know, it recesses back, so it's the farthest back part, maybe like the nose or something.
Hmm. So that, now we have some measurements too.
Yeah, it's definitely got depth, and I really really was happy with the scope that they did, because I put up the little like there's little compartment hatches on the back of his head and stuff, and they sculpted it all in. It's cool. There's a vent. There's like a vent back there, maybe for a fan that if it gets warm, it blows out the hot air. It's like an old PC or something.
I can dig it. Our next question comes from A Load of Hoopla. This is a bit of a general BotCon question, but maybe you'll be able to shed some light on it. He was curious about which animated molds were or were not available for use, if you're able to talk about it. He's primarily curious if stuff like Blackout, Hydro Dive, Bumblebee, or Wingblade Prime were not on the table.
From my understanding is that those were not available molds.
Because he actually says, like, were they not on the table because Hasbro still want to release the molds, and I'm pretty sure that's probably something you wouldn't be able to draw.
That information, yeah, I don't have that information. All I know is that, because otherwise we probably would have used Wingblade for Motormaster, and then I think the whole storyline might have changed, you know, might have been the Stunicons going after the Magnus Hammer. Something. So
that's all. That's something for the speculators, though. If you want to try to continue figuring out the fate of those toys, the Blackout, Hydro Dive, and Wingblade were not available. So, and of course, the leaders weren't available because they're expensive. I can't think of anyone else really who would be pertinently not available. Those three are those are the three golden molds that we're still kind of waiting for.
You know, I never asked, but. Well, no, I shouldn't say anything more. Sorry.
Oh, now I have to edit stuff.
It was going so smooth before.
Edit this, Angelus!
Anything to edit.
Let's see. Our next Twitter post in my list is from Mr. Biatis, who says, I still like him. No. After that is Nilo Comic, who says, did they have other ideas for what the five-pack could have been, or was Stunticons as the theme chosen pretty quickly?
No, I think it took a long time to choose the theme. I don't think it was animated right away either. I think they went through a lot of ideas. It was, and I don't know the reasons. You know, they don't tell me too much of the process. I'm kind of just the guy that draws the pictures and stuff.
When you were brought in, was that after they'd settled on animated or after they'd settled on animated Stunticons?
Yeah, after they settled on animated Stunticons.
Okay. I think that's like the primary question in there, because
I don't think it's super unusual too, because I think that they go through several ideas, you know, almost every set probably.
Yeah.
Oh, they've mentioned at their panels, like they'll sometimes say, like, you know, we were thinking of this or this or this.
And some of those ideas, I just, like, I gotta get back to them someday, but hopefully they will, you know. But
yeah, I'm guessing also a lot of those ideas are probably things that they've said, you know, we want to be the ones who drop what these ideas are that we didn't use.
Yeah. Well, then the rough thing becomes, you know, each year you get more and more molds that are available, so it might have been a really cool idea 2 years ago. You're like, yeah, but now animated, you know, for this year animated's available, so are we gonna drop this other thing and not hit animated? Because weren't a lot of people hoping for, like, the RID 10-year
and Beast Wars 15th
idea,
year.
And Beast Wars 15th year.
Just that's, year. That one, I got to say, that one goes out to TM2 Wonko, who has been, as far as I know, quietly and solo carrying the flag of it's the Beast Wars 15th anniversary.
So, well, I mean, you know,
either of those could have been cool, too, but we kind of got the main RID characters with Skybite and what's his name coming, so that'd be kind of tough.
Yeah, but they were just, you know, at some point you got to say, hey, you know, let's go on from that and come up with new ideas and work them. And
yeah.
Apparently it's working.
Oh, we got the Beast Wars 10th year set. That was still pretty cool.
That's one of my favorites still.
Yeah. So I'm sure that might enter into, you know, one of the reasons why they went a different direction is because they. Boy. They did the decade focus, so that covered one really cool aspect of it already. But he had another question, actually, but I think we covered this one. I'm not seeing a different wording here. He just said, what was the process for deciding which figures to use and which heads to retool? Were there any cases where you had to select which heads to retool, like, over other ones? Or?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they had... Oh, this is tricky. Let me see how to word this. They... I guess they were basically set. The heads we wanted to do, but with Breakdown and Wild Rider switching, that kind of switched some other stuff too. So
Okay.
That's all I can say right now.
Yeah. So there was
it's a secret.
There was some talk basically about.
Yeah, but I mean, basically, I think we kind of knew which heads we wanted to do, and they're pretty. I mean, that like you know, I think they're pretty obvious. The ones we did are,
mm-hmm.
you know, why we did those.
Motormaster, for instance, to get a box for a head.
Yeah.
So glad that box fit in.
There are some people who, I guess this would be worth bringing up. There were some people who said, does the box fit in the transformation? I'm guessing that part of the design process is to ensure it does fit in.
Well, what I did was just drew exactly over Optimus's head, the animation model, and I started at his, you know, his collar and went up to the points of his antenna, and that's, you know, that's, the width of the box, so
yeah,
I was hoping it would work, and it did. So
basically, that as part of the design process, it's mirroring the bounding box, if you will. Of Prime's head. Yeah.
And I think it. You know, another cool thing is too is you know, I think people were worried about Voyager Prime if it was going to be Motormaster having a small head, and I don't think it looks small at all.
I've gotten that comment too, and I honestly put a lot of work into trying to see how people are seeing it as small, and I think I figured it out. Although I feel that seeing the wax sculpt has kind of nullified what I figured out. But when one looks at a head like that, I think it depends on how much of the box people are seeing as the head, as opposed to seeing as stuff around the head. So it's like
that box is not thick, though. If you look at the edges, the thickness of the box and where the face sits. And also, like, you know, if you look at, I think once you have him next to Optimus, he'll probably actually have a bigger head than Optimus because Optimus has got that
bigger.
Big neck, you know? Yeah,
I think
the head
already looked bigger myself, but, like, when I get a tweet like that from, like, you know, more than three or four people, I'm like, well, there's got to be somewhere that they're coming from on this. So I was like, I got to go in and see. And I think that, like, again, if you thought that, you know, feel free to come in the thread and let me know. But it felt to me like that must have been at least a factor in where you were coming from on that, being that it depended on if you were seeing the box as the head or as ornamentation around the head. And
I kind of wanted to make it look like it's almost uncomfortably stuffed into that box, you know, like it's not, you know,
that's why he's grumpy looking.
Yeah. He's, you know, it's like, he has to turn like Robocop or the Michael Keaton Batman to look around, you know, he can't just.
God forbid you get a crick in your neck and he can't work it out.
He doesn't have a neck. He doesn't have to worry about it. Just
hey,
a box.
The glorious Zen-like box. Another question we got was. This is one that I'm sure a lot of people are thinking about now. From Wraithnor. Do you think that third parties could hash out a Menasor kit from this? This, I guess, could actually extend to all of us to a degree, but do you think that a third party could somehow make parts to make these toys combine? To which I would say that there would be a lot of parts involved, because there's no natural combination scheme to augment here at all.
I heard somebody say on Twitter that what they could do is build a Motormaster trailer.
Well, that would be a thematic way to.
Yeah, then that transforms into all the bits and pieces you need.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, working for Hasbro and Film Publications, I can't endorse any of that kind of nonsense.
Fully unendorses it. that's why I said this could extend beyond Derek on this question in particular. Yeah. And I'd say, but even then, there would be a hell of a lot of work involved in doing it. Mm. And. It's not like augmenting something that feasibly already can combine. This would be literally designing an entire combination scheme around toys that are not meant to combine at all. And it could be done, it's just that it would be probably pretty expensive.
See, you people, you're already behind. I've already developed a third-party kit for a animated Menasor.
Are you about to say Blue Tack?
No.
Okay.
No. But it consists of a leftover Cybertron Metroplex and a set of rubber bands.
I see where you're coming from.
That was all that the cartoon Menasor was. It was just a giant robot with
cars. I guess if we're gonna make this into that custom Menasor that I don't really like, where it's a robot with cars strapped to his arms, then yes, you could do that.
My only question is, are they like the rubber bands that you get off of broccoli at the grocery store, or are they
those
like
blue ones?
Yeah, those thick, like you could kill someone if you did the rubber band gun with it.
Yeah. No,
or are
no,
they
no,
like
these,
the
these...
office surplus walked out of their own volition?
These came off of lobster claws, because I am raking in so much money off of this that I am eating lobster every day for lunch.
Ooh. You see, I was coming from the whole thing of like trying to make those guys work as full-on limbs, but you know, if we're going to go that approach, then A, I can see where that comes from, but B, if that were to be done by a third party, that would make it even more expensive to then have fully working limbs built. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's kind of up there with...
Don't crush dreams, Vangelis.
Well, that's kind of up there with, is someone going
to... Well, you're one to talk.
Is someone going to build... Yeah, that's right. He crushed the dreams of your...
I'm making my dreams come true. I don't know about you guys.
Crushing nightmares. Oh, dick move on my part. Hashtag. But this is up there in the realm of, will someone make parts to make the Deluxe and Voyager Revenge of the Fallen Constructicons combine? Of like, there would be so many parts involved, they may as well just make an entirely new figure with all those resources. This one's more of a comment that I wanted to share because I thought it was kind of funny from Bolt Matrix, who mentioned he'd love to see a Groyzer X version of Motormaster. And this actually, I said to him, I thought this would work awesomely if you were going to do an alternate head for animated Wreck-Gar. This would be the head to do. I want to share this with you guys because I was looking at this head and I was like, dude, that might work. Look at this head. It's a retro 70s, 80s Japanese robot head. Imagine that on animated Wreck-Gar's.
Man, that is cool. That would totally do that. That would totally work, actually. The shoulders and everything, and he's got the big meaty hands too, like Wreck-Gar has. I'm all for that.
All right, Transformers Collectors Club, Groyzer X.
I thought everybody dropped away again for a second.
No, we're all
silence.
Still- Oh, we've okay. been having some Skype difficulties because clearly the Wreck-Gar party has been assaulting your highest. Omega, stop
Wreck-Gar.
Doing that.
I do not endorse or condone their actions tonight.
I'm an innocent party behind this bulletproof glass. Everything's fine.
I wish they could do that, you know, a non-Transformers set, you know, that somebody had done a digibash of Captain Shark from Sharkticon.
That was
cool.
That was white mocha. That was all white mocha for sure.
So cool.
Yeah, that I remember that Captain Shark. That stemming from this, when I mentioned heads, Dr. Fang or D Fang X mentioned he'd love to see Transformers with Gundam heads, but I don't think that would work myself.
I'm not into that. Sorry.
Uh-uh. It'd all have vent mouths and V fins. I don't know. General Techno, do you know him, Eric, at all?
Oh, that guy. What's he up to?
I don't know if you've met him. But, he had a question, which was, he said, ask Derek about the characterization/voices of the Stunticon crew. I don't know how much this treads into the comic embargo realm, but you've mentioned Motormaster would probably be Randy Savage.
Randy Savage, yeah. I think, let's see, who did I have? I thought... Dragstrip would be cool if she sounded like Lori Petty, because she's supposed to be sort of a punk, a little bit like Vivian from The Young Ones, a little tank girl. I wanted Stephen Wright for Dead End, because he's the and Dead End is actually like he's the kind of guy who will actually throw himself in the line of fire because he just wants to end it all. He's so kind of bored with life. He's like a depressing goth beatnik poet. Well, it's, I think Breakdown, I was thinking like like Bobcat Goldthwait. just totally freaking out all the time, you know. And he is, it's funny because he's like, you know, he's paranoid, but his paranoia also leads him to kind of be careless about other things. So he kind of messes up, and bad things happen to him all the time. So he just thinks it's a big conspiracy, even though he's kind of doing it to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And Wild Rider, I don't know exactly who I would have voicing him, but he is supposed to be based on kind of a, what should I say? He's sort of a famous film director that people might know, who likes to make things blow up a lot.
Don't know who you're talking about, but Steven Spielberg? I love The Island. Huh?
He loves to make big explosions and really complicated technical explosions.
So I don't know why you're ripping on M. Night Shyamalan like that.
I loved Avatar. I mean, The Last Airbender. I mean...
Is that all of them?
I think so, yeah. We already pretty
except
much
for
stated.
Except for the sixth one that we're not going to talk about, right?
I see that coming up everywhere. I'm so confused.
Mm-hmm. Pete and I had this whole discussion on... He's like, there is no sixth Stunticon. I'm like, Pete, I think there might be a sixth Stunticon. So,
well, I mean, there's some more solace for everyone who disagrees with Motormaster. Guess what? They had discussions behind the scenes about the sixth Stunticon, even.
In front of the scenes.
In front of the scenes now at this point.
Yeah. There's another character that is part of Motormaster's Stunt Convoy.
Is his name Stunt Convoy?
No, his name's not Stunt Convoy.
Damn. No, this kind of stems off a previous question, but I know I saw you get asked this one by more than one person. Darth mm-hmm. Prime 27 says, does DJW have a sketch of what animated Menasor would look like? BotCon exclusive poster, perhaps, to which point I said he already showed a picture of him, to which point he said, no, I said Menasor, at which point I said, damn it, my brain's been addled ever since that SDCC toy. So.
No, I don't, actually. I probably should, I guess. I probably should do that before too long. I just haven't had time.
I bet if you made it into a print, people would buy it at BotCon.
Ooh. For money?
Probably.
Or, that would be awesome. I could also sell them either for money, or they could trade me the Motormasters they don't want. So I could have the largest collection of Motormasters
and be the happiest. With a small exchange of goods.
And it's just a big picture of Motormaster.
I think I'd like to make that announcement now. I will do sketches for your Motormaster toys. If you don't like them, I will trade you a sketch of your choice for that toy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. WTF and TFW exclusive. What's this? Metacore 83. I think this is actually our last question on Twitter too. That I recorded. My apologies if I missed your question. I tried to catch as many as I could. Metacore 83 says, I'd like to know if he would incorporate them into the TF animated show if it were still running. I think
absolutely, yeah. Uh-huh. This is like, you know, I don't think it's a spoiler to say that this is, like BotCon said, this is season 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
This is right before events right before what would happen in the trial of Megatron.
So basically they are as incorporated into the show as they can be with a lack of a show currently going on.
Yes, without animation.
The last thing I wanted to bring up was Migston26 on the boards posted this YouTube clip of a promo with Macho Man Randy Savage, the human wrecking machine Zeus, and Sister Sherry, or I guess Queen Sherry at the time, doing this promo. Sherry going, you don't know where I'm going to be. And he said that would be an awesome thing to just take the audio from and use as a promo for Motormaster, Wild Rider, and Dragstrip. And I had to say, if someone out there wants to flash animate that, I would not be annoyed at all myself. I'm going to put that in, I think, as the intermission for this episode. Also, Migston he's one of the few, the proud, the anyways, love the head, but wish it was on Magnus. Oh! That's right. We don't need your Rekgar crew. We're the few, the proud. We think that he could get away with that disguise, even though he probably couldn't. I hadn't thought of the in-universe side of that. That struck me as really funny when you brought that up. No, I'm totally. No, I'm feeling better. No, I painted myself gray out of memoriam for Prowl. It's all good. So that I guess can bring a little close to our BotCon side of things here. Derek, would you like to join us for the rest of the podcast?
No, right.
Could be fun.
Okay.
Guys, let's quickly, because none of you guys on this podcast have talked about it. What were some just some brief bullet pointy reactions to Toy Fair 2011? I know Derek has a big one he wants to bring up, so I'm going to pick him second. Aaron, was there anything in Toy Fair that you really want to bring up that struck you?
Prime Toys. Yeah, huh.
You're the on the team who actually got to discuss them already.
Yeah. Well, we discussed the preview ones, but still seeing them at Toy Fair full on. Yeah. I don't know. Beyond that, a lot
but
of
Dark
stuff
of the Moon.
Dark of the Moon. Yeah. Well, that's in spoiler section. I wasn't wanting to talk about anything that might be a spoiler.
He has Wheelie's head on his crotch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look
really,
at
you
the
gotta,
pictures.
If you stare at
all your eyeballs out.
The new Jolt toy. If you stare at it long enough, you'll realize that he has Revenge of the Fallen Wheelie's face on his crotch. I don't have a picture handy.
I won't be doing that anyway.
Well, yeah. Look for one, Aaron. you can talk about. I think you can talk about Dark of the Moon toys at this point because they're just okay. The character models. They're not. There's nothing really spoilery about them I can think of.
Oh, maybe my just, God, there's going to be a Bumblebee in the movie.
True.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
Maybe if you want to be safe, just don't say names. Just say what they are.
Yeah. At this point, I'm going back trying to find links. I think that the... Oh, what is... I even forget the name of the gimmick. The
Mech Tech?
The Mech Tech has potential because you could make just one giant Mahusive double, triple, quadruple gun with them all stacking on top of each other, which seems like it could be fun or just over the top.
I think Pia has been messing around with that and finding all manner of ways of making it look either direction, really, depending on what you stick on where. I just linked a picture, by the way. If you guys are seeing that the first time, what I need you to look at is look at Jolt's crotch. You see those two angry black eyes with the little red pupils in them and the wide open mouth and the... You see it now?
Oh, what's going on with his hands?
I have no idea, but...
He's got, good like, distraction.
Crab claws?
He's always had weird three-finger grabber
toy.
Claw things, but the face in his crotch.
Yeah, it's grumpy.
Oh, I love that part.
So are you gonna buy it now because of that?
Yes. Also, I like that this. I don't even know where this is from anymore, but some Chinese site added a whole bunch of annotations to this picture, going like, "This is how it actually should be transformed." By the way.
Oh, so it's totally mistransformed? Is that what it
looks like? It I don't know.
Because pointing to his chest, it says back.
Yeah. If I did it, this is how we'd.
Oh dear.
I would use the Rekkar mold for that. Really, that's not.
Give him some whips. So Aaron, you were kind of tunnel visioned on Prime.
Yeah. No, just looking through it, there's a lot of it's already been talked about.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to want to chip in with Omi too.
I mean, in our podcast last week, I think Dark of the Moon took up the least amount of thinking time.
Yeah.
Like, we were just kind of like, there's that other one we saw. And then
looking forward maybe to some of the Cyberverse stuff with, like, the Ark playset.
And the world's first roller toy. Well, not the first. Yeah. It's called Roller.
Yeah.
For real.
So I think that some of this stuff could be real interesting, but then again, we're all looking at Toy Fair. Very, very press setup centric photos, so it's kind of hard to see. You know?
For sure.
I'd like to see a reviewer sit down and play with some of these things and not, because we've even seen at BotCon some of the early stuff. Where it's all glued down and kind of box so that you're only looking at one or two parts of it, it'd be nice to see somebody able to fiddle with it and put it through its paces.
I'll try. Just for you, Aaron.
I keep okay. emailing Hasbro. They never get back to me.
Yeah. Well, Omegas, I actually want to pick you third. I'm sorry.
I want to be left out just because I'm in the Rekgar crew.
That's right. that's just another word for second-class citizen. Ultra Magnus. Derek, what was something from Toy Fair that really caught your eye? I know that there's something non-Transformers-y that really caught your eye.
Oh my goodness. This is like a dream come true. They're making Herbie the Robot from the Fantastic Four cartoon.
Indeed. It is
a thing of beauty. And actually, that whole set of Fantastic Four looks pretty. The thing is kind of meh, but the other guys look halfway decent, actually, too. So,
which I believe we mentioned before the recording is kind of a nice thing for Mr. Fantastic to have a at least somewhat decent looking figure.
He has not had a good figure since the Mego toy. a blanket statement. It has been complete crap since Mego was great, and then nothing in between that has been any good. So hopefully this one is. It looked pretty decent, and hopefully they don't mess it up with a bunch of, you know, brown wash paint, you know, over the top. It didn't look like that in the display. So hopefully it will be all right.
So just so people know what we're talking about, for those of you out there who don't collect these, there's a phenomena that seems to have carried down from the Toy Biz days down into these. Often somewhat smaller figures, which is the wash, which is, you know, we're going to shade our detail by doing a mass ink wash, which sometimes looks awesome and sometimes doesn't look very awesome.
I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes, when has it ever looked awesome?
There was that one time.
There was a McFarlane toy that it looked really cool on, but I forgot who he was.
It just always looks like your toys fell in the toilet.
Well, do you know what the problem is? Is when they do those ink washes, you're supposed to do it thinly, and what they do is they go the opposite direction. So it's kind of like, it's like an ink wash, except it's like doing it with paint.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really wash all that well.
See, I've seen some horrible ones. I had the old titanium, like 3-inch Unicron, where I spent an hour scraping that stuff off.
Yeah, I'm so glad that hasn't bled over into Transformers. You know, even though they're getting more realistic and stuff, it's just like, please.
I've seen it here and there on Transformers, but the difference is when I see something that looks like that on Transformers, it's done in a thin wash.
Yeah.
So it's like
was the Shattered Glass Optimus, did he have some kind of silver?
I want to say he did.
I thought that looked cool though. You're right. That was cool there, but I think another thing is like the superheroes, they sculpt them so sinewy and it just gets in all their
First thing I learned way back when I tried painting Games Workshop models. They said use washes for things with deep cracks in the details, and often humans don't have deep cracks in their bodies. So unless you're going down south, the only place that you'd want to use a wash would be anything but the flesh, unless you're doing a really thin wash and you're going to paint highlights over top. So. You know what's really embarrassing is I looked at this picture and I was like, well, it kind of sucks that, you know, the Human Torch isn't there. And I completely forgot the nature of the cartoon that he came from.
He's also dead.
Is that
spoilers.
Too? Oh, no, don't worry. Marvel already spoiled that before the comic came out.
Yeah.
Well, like, how else would it sell if they didn't tell you?
Well, you say somebody's going to die, not...
Yeah. When the whole crux, apparently the whole lead-up was, who's going to die? We're going to find out finally in this issue which one is going to make them the three. And then they're like, by the way, it's Human Torch. Buy this issue! And I was like, but... okay.
Did you guys ever read Doom Patrol back when Grant Morrison was doing it? They did an issue called The Doom Force, where it was like a X-Force Liefeld kind of parody, and they said, and it said, one of these characters will die, and there was an arrow pointing to one of them. That was great.
So your pick from Toy Fair really is Herbie.
That is it. It's like, that was the coolest thing. I thought there was some other, there's a couple other cool Marvel toys that I can't even remember anymore, and there was like a Techno Viper that was cool, and of course the San Diego Starscream Cobra Commander Megatron gun.
Came out of nowhere.
Which, I've heard rumblings that that's going to be hard to get, but I don't know.
It's going
to
have a lot of hype, because it is the first, I think, I'm pretty sure it's the first official G.I. Joe and Transformers branded piece of merch that has ever been made.
I want to get that thing and I want to hang it on my wall like Lord Chumley. Just looks so cool. So cool.
I want to get one and I want to customize it to transform.
A third-party company will do that for you.
Yeah, just send me the parts. Should be easy, right? Just pop a bunch of ball joints in. Nothing to worry about. Omegas, what about you? What's a Toy Fair thing that caught your eye?
There were a few things that caught my eye. I mean, speaking of the Transformer G.I. Joe crossovers, they're only opening the floodgate with the small-scale Human Alliance.
Well, yeah, those guys are basically G.I. Joe Transformers without G.I. Joes involved.
Well, you think, like, the crossover price point is like $16 for one, and, you know, okay, that's a small deluxe and a G.I. Joe figure right there.
Hmm.
You know, you could make some larger scale ones and actually work now.
I mean, the figures though are still Human Alliance figures, so they're.
Oh well, yeah, but the
miniature
opportunity is there. Like the whole thing of, well, it wouldn't work because, you know, look how big the Starscream jet would have to be, you know, in order, you know, it'd be a massive Transformer. You know, you're talking like $70.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they've now opened up an avenue where that might actually work. And I'm curious with the Marvel crossovers pretty much faded out at this point.
Well, Star Wars crossovers is still sticking around though, and downsizing.
God,
those things.
You know,
that's for the Star Wars collector though, because they are decent Star Wars vehicle toys.
Well, they were, but now they're
going to
be smaller, and all the robot modes I saw suffered for the price so hardcore.
Well, I think that's the thing too, because they have to. I think that's a mandate from Lucas that they have to match the vehicles exactly to what they are, you know. So
yeah.
They have no leeway in that. So the robot mode has to suffer.
Well, now, like downside of the price point, like there's a Darth Maul one in there. I think it's supposed to be Darth Maul. I don't know.
Darth Small.
He's like totally Darth Small of the cool. Because he looks awful. And coming from someone who tries to give them a really good chance, who thinks there are some really cool ones, he's the anti-cool, that one.
Yeah. I took a look at some of those pictures and went, oh, cool, they're showing off the next McDonald's toy. Oh, wait.
No.
They're selling those.
I think that you should just make your Toy Fair pick the Star Wars crossovers.
No. No. I think I would be amiss if I didn't mention the return of Build to Rule in the form of Creo.
Yeah, only, like, I think they actually kind of work on Prime.
I like the minifigs.
The minifigs are cool.
The minifigs do it for me.
I mean, the transforming kits, I actually would consider picking up Optimus, I think. Bumblebee, if he had a different head, and Starscream, if he had no head, would do it for me. But...
I do find it interesting that they're going for this kind of movie, kind of G1 aesthetic. Bumblebee ends up looking like his current IDW design.
Yeah, I guess.
And Prime has the G1 head, but he has movie feet and he's busty. I'm not sure how else to put it.
I'm okay with chest on my Prime, but my main curiosity with Creo is, with those parts of Creo, is whether or not they're going to parts form or if they're going to actually work once you build them.
In the way though, like wouldn't it be acceptable if you just had a certain amount of pieces and you built a robot and then you took it apart and built a truck?
It would kind of work, but I think that the main draw of, especially if it's Transformers branded, would be kind of like build your own Transformer to a degree.
No, they tried. That's what Build to Rule was supposed to be. That you had to structure the toy around a skeleton that just kind of took the fun out of it.
But that's the thing. Like, if they got rid of that skeleton idea and maybe went more towards like the I can't remember the company in Japan who did an Optimus Prime, but
the
look that these guys have, where they
no,
it's called like, it's Diablock, I think. But clearly these guys don't have a shared skeleton, at least that I could see. And
yeah, they're different molds.
Yeah. There's something in there that could be interesting, but...
I don't know. The little Lego G1 figures make it for me.
Those are cool.
Seriously getting this just for them.
Those are gifts for people who don't even buy Transformers. Like, that's where it's like, you remember Transformers? Here, have Creo's Starscream. You're like, oh.
That was a Lego buddy of mine saw that on some, like, USA Today online coverage. He's like, oh my god, I'm going to buy Transformers stuff now. Because he's and a complete Legos.
I'm just looking and wondering here. Are those arms 3mm pegs?
I don't know.
That would be awesome.
Prime and Starscream have clip-on smokestacks and guns, respectively. And they kind of look like the 3mm gimmick.
If it's back-compatible, that would be pretty darn neat. Because I know that my, you know, the new Lugnut toy that came out totally would be up for having however many number of clip-on things you could possibly muster.
Oh, those go on his shoulder and stuff? I haven't even looked at that.
The new Lugnut toy has like 15 clip points on him.
Because I knock everything over to take it down.
Get over here!
He has 15? Oh yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah, in the vehicle mode, he's got like 3 on each wing, like underneath for bombing run type stuff. And he's got them all over the turbines. He's got 1 on his butt on the missile launcher.
Should do like accessory packs and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That came up actually a couple podcasts ago of third-party clip-on weapons.
Yeah, yeah. I totally remember that. I'm sorry.
You have to buy 2 or 3 dark mounts in order to get all the, since he comes with 3 things.
And you can certainly easily do that because dark mount is somehow shelf-warming, which is sad.
I already have a United one and a Skullgrin and a normal one.
Well, you obviously don't have enough then.
Omegas, was there anything else from Toy Fair you wanted to bring up?
Herbie?
Unless you want me to geek on the Thundercats toys, but...
You know, they're pretty cool. I gotta give those props. Okay, slight off-topic aside here. I am the first person to say, that looks cool, but Bandai of America's making it, so I don't know.
Bandai. I don't know what people have against Bandai.
I like Bandai.
Buy an old Retrofire Megazord and tell me there's not something messed up.
I don't know. I've never gotten the Power Ranger stuff, but I love the Teen Titans stuff they did, and I collect the Ben 10 aliens that they make, and I think they are some of the most on model toys from animation that are out there.
That's why for an action show, I'm always on the fence with them because they are a successful company too, and so you're not going to get something a little bit half-assed here or there with them. Like you're not going to end up with like a lower tier Mattel toy line. You're not going to end up with a Playmates toy line with Bandai of America for sure. I could talk for a while about why I think Playmates shouldn't be around anymore.
No, but, poor Playmates.
I know. Poor, but you know they got to age past 97. That Star Trek, that Terminator line.
Oh man, those are so bad. What happened?
And those two lines in a row. How does that happen to someone?
I don't know. I remember, like, you know, the first Star Trek they did were kind of goofy, but they were kind of cool too. I don't know what happened with that. Like,
yeah, that's where I got my whole Playmate spiel from. But with Bandai of America, it's kind of like, from the lines I look at for them, where in Transformers, for instance, Hasbro knows how much they can stuff into a budget. Mm-hmm. I find Bandai of America, they know how much they can put into a toy without going over a budget to make it sell.
How much they can strip out of a budget.
Not even strip out, but just like they know when to say, all right, let's put a cap on this.
Yeah,
it's everything. You guys have to realize, too, like everything is categorized by Walmart, you know, they set the prices for everything. So, like, and they've, you know, Bandai, you know, has their price points, and they have to fit within that.
Well, that's why it's not. I don't hold it against Bandai. It's more so like for the stuff I look for in a toy.
Well, I guess what I look at with Bandai is a $40 Transformer versus a $40 Megazord.
Well, that one definitely enters into the whole thing of even Bandai of Japan know how much to put into one of their Power Rangers or Sentai robots, which is like they know they don't need them to be poseable to sell.
Right.
But that's why with Thundercats, I was like, these are cool designs, but for me, with humanoid figures, I really even more so than in Transformers, with humanoid figures, I really value poseability. So I was like, this could turn out cool, but I don't want to get my hopes up. Then I saw the deluxe, the collector oriented figures they're doing, and I was like, that's actually pretty good, and that almost feels like it's even a bit of a snipe at Mattel's He-Man Classics line, in that it's not as, you know, intensely jointed as the He-Man Classics, but a lot of really good joints are in there, and they have superior wrists to the He-Man toys right now, because they put in the Figuarts wrist on those Thundercats toys, and I was like, I'm more into this now. Like, when I saw, what's her name? The female character. I don't even remember.
Chitara.
Yeah. When I saw her deluxe figure, my first reaction was, oh my god, a V-crotch. No. Because I hate V-crotches. But then I saw they put thigh swivels on it, and I was like, if you gotta have a V-crotch, a thigh swivel's how you make a V-crotch work. So now I am a little bit more into this. So I've come around a lot on that Thundercats line, because I was going, like, at first I was like, it could be good, but don't get your hopes up. And now I'm like, it actually could be pretty cool.
I guess my point of view is that I come from it where the more on model to the show it is, the better for me, and I can sacrifice posability, mm-hmm. you know, to gain that.
Yeah, I guess
that's what, because, like, you know, like, if you compare Ben 10 to Mattel's Justice League, like, those Ben 10 things are really on model. Justice Leagues are always a little wonky, you know, they're gonna...
Well, they share a lot of parts, and with Justice League, I really actually don't dig the Justice League toy as much. It's like, you'd think, because they don't really do much, so I'm like, well, at least they're gonna look right, but then when they start looking wonky, I'm like, it looks a little wonky, and it doesn't really do anything. Now I feel like, where's my money going on this?
Yeah. Yeah. And at that point, you're just buying it to be like, I love Martian Manhunter. I got to collect all the Martian Manhunters.
That's actually another company. Mattel is such an up and down company for me, but I don't want to get too far off on this.
Yeah.
It's like, Mattel in retail. Mattel in retail. I just always go like, man, you guys are good at some of this, and then not so good at some of this, and I don't know.
Yeah, they're, you know, you think the Marvel line is touch and go, but like the DC 3¾ line is all go. It's like,
yeah,
that is terrible. It just looks awful.
I know they improved them over the ones I picked up, but I picked up two of the ones before they improved them, like the ones where they were literally like toys from the early 90s. I was like, I'm glad I paid 99 cents for each of these, I guess, because these used to be sold for $9.99 here. Oh my god.
They got a long way to go with those things still.
Yeah.
Although, I'm interested to see the Young Justice figures, because they looked kind of interesting. I want to see more.
Yeah.
I want to see them in person.
But this is all Toy Fair stuff. We're going all over the place on this. I talked about Toy Fair a lot last week, so I'm all tapped out on Toy Fair, except to say, like, hey, guess what? D-Arts Mega Man X was there. Woo! that aside, let's take a quick break for an intermission, and then we will be back with some more podcasting, including what we got this week, and a listener question that does not have anything to do with BotCon or Motormaster. So during this intermission, I can assure you that neither Derek nor Omegas will get into a fist fight while I'm in the room.
Oh, so no fist will be involved.
I'm just going to step out for a drink now and get... Go ahead, guys. Whenever.
Flat fight. Go.
Yeah! This Wednesday, yeah. Brutus the Barber, Beefcake, and Hulk Hogan, y'all come to our house. Yeah! 15 high steel cage all the way around. There are no rules in a steel cage. No rules, but... This man, he has no control. And when you get him with rules and regulations, he's like a fish out of water. But in our house, yeah. Oh, you pukamaniacs are gonna finally see something that you wish you never saw, but you did. And there's nothing that you can do about it. Cause you're the human wrecking machine. Hulk Hogan, yeah, he is. And Queen Sensational Sherry, where are you gonna be?
You don't know.
Barred.
You don't know where I'm gonna be, Hulk Hogan.
No.
You don't know where I'm going to be.
Hulk Hogan, anywhere. Anywhere, Zeus. Hulk Hogan! Machine, yeah! This is my home! This time, no referee! I am gonna destroy you! Oh, you pukamaniacs! This Wednesday! It happens, yeah. Doesn't it happen? Doesn't it happen?
You don't know where I'm gonna be, Hogan!
No,
your destruction!
No rules!
No, Holds Bar!
Holds Bar!
I'm going to be Hulk Hogan. I'm the human wrecking machine. Rah! Hi, everyone. This is Vangelis here. We're still here. We're going to go into what we got this week. But quickly, I want to bring up, just because we were going to skip over new picks, but it's worth mentioning briefly. We got to see the fans project Causality Insect guys, whose silhouettes had me thinking, like, they have the silhouettes of, to me, the deluxe Insecticons, but they are, in fact, the smaller black and purple Decepticons, it looks like, in spirit, but as ninjas. So I kind of like where this thing's going. If they're basically like Munitioner and Explorer, but these guys, then I am into them, because those were very solid standalone toys. But I figured we could briefly, if any of you guys had any thoughts on those Causality Insect guys, anything you really want to say about them, or...
There's a design aspect to these things that I absolutely love, which is they are displayed here in their own unique-looking robot modes, where you could tell they carry a little bit of the aesthetic from the originals. You know, you can see it in the chest and such. But if you look at how the toy transforms and where the joints are, you can still make them have the G1 kibble, like, you know, your air quote, yeah. Shrapnel can still have the blades over his shoulders, kickback, air quote, kickback, can still fold the wings up straight around his head.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw some people doing some Photoshop jobs on that, and I was like, that probably is intentional, and that probably is a really cool idea. I think I'm probably going to pick them up. I mean, I'm guessing they're probably going to be around about somewhere between $35 and $50 each. I have no idea. It depends really, in my opinion, on what else they come with, if they come with anything else. Like, if they're just as we see them now, they're probably going to be on the lower end of that spectrum.
But, I was a little bummed out that they all have faceplates.
Someone made a good point about that, which is that's probably part of the IP skirting methodology.
That's a pretty small thing to. So look, they all have mouth guards. They're not the real things. That's good. Not really.
They're ninjas.
Yeah. Techno was saying they were ninjas too, and that was his thing. They all had ninja masks.
Yeah, the faces. I mean, with if it's the same guy who did Munitioner Explorer, that would kind of be a shame because he's so good at getting face sculpts on that scale. But admittedly, though, my favorite face sculpt he did was on Explorer and not on Munitioners, like on the Blastoff one.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of like what he does with faceplates, only because I felt he's really good at getting emotion into the eyes, which a lack of a mouth can kind of highlight. But maybe they'll have alternate faces, who knows? Maybe a third party will make third party faces for them.
A fourth party,
if you will.
Don't joke.
No, City Commander had it.
It already has
third party to third parties. Ninth party.
A fifth party.
I am the sixth party. Aaron, you're going to buy them, right? Yep, good.
All right. I don't know. Again, it may be a solitary BotCon pickup. I like how Backfire comes with not one, not two, but six throwing knives.
And they are all along his legs.
Yeah.
I personally like the idea of, if you're going to try making Insecticons and you want to make them a little bit unique, you know, so that they don't immediately look like Insecticons, then yeah, go ahead, make them ninjas. Yeah. Why not? How many ninja robots do we have? A whole lot, but I don't know. Derek, what if you were putting Insecticons into animated? Would they be face-plated ninjas?
No, they would be techno-organic, like Black Arachnia and Waspinator. Did you ever see the kickback I did for Kickback?
Yes!
Yep.
It'd be like that. It'd be kind of like that. Monster bugs.
I just realized, by the way, I probably asked you something you've answered on Formspring before.
I don't know.
Oh, well then,
I don't remember.
WTF a TFW exclusive! That's how the...
I'll tell you, like, when I answer a question on Formspring, I instantly forget what I've answered. So it's like fresh every time.
That's the best way to do Formspring, because there's no way to look at a back catalog.
Yeah, that's the worst thing about that.
You know what I just found,
too?
You
can't search, it's terrible.
I had 18 questions backed up on Formspring. One day I went, I'm going to go answer them. They were gone. Formspring wiped them.
You know what happened to me one time? Freaking zombie questions from the dead came back from the grave. And they were like bubbling up in my. I was watching the them come back, and they were all questions I had answered before. It was, and they kept just piling up. It was so weird.
Formspring is a broken thing, and I don't even think it's real.
No, it is a wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Yet I keep going back.
No, it's so tempting.
It's kind of like cinnamon sulfur, you know? It's horrible, but there's something nice stuck in the middle of it. let's briefly go through what we got this week, because I'm curious.
What did I get?
I'll give you some time to figure out what you got.
Okay.
Whilst I ask Aaron what he got.
I'll go real quick. Local Borders is shutting down, one of the many that's getting hit. And I managed to go in early on the first day of the 20 to 40% off every dang thing. And picked up a bunch of books for my wife. I was surprised I did not have a copy of Dune in my classic sci-fi library. So I picked that up. And then I also saw, as I got to the checkout, they had single pack minifigs, Lego minifigs.
Ooh,
you're lying.
And after waiting in line for 45 minutes, I said, screw this, pulled out my phone, started scanning barcodes until I found my Lego Karate Dude.
That's cool.
So I got him, and he came with two trophies as the minor Lego overpack, because I think he's only supposed to come with one. So I scored at 30% off on the Legos, I think. What you're listening to me right now on was another thing that I got in, finally, bit the bullet. I got myself a little mixer board. And so cracked it open. I got it on Tuesday, cracked it open, was like, all right, I'll get all the kinks worked out of it. And why doesn't it have a power supply? There should be a maybe you got to provide your own. No, the instructions say you got to have one. So called up the company that I got it from and raised a minor stink. And then got to talking to a manager, and he's like, we can if I overnight it, it won't get there till Thursday. And if I two-day it, it'll get there on Thursday. So we're going to two-day it. Is that all right? I got a podcast to record on Thursday. Well, we'll overnight it. It'll cost us more, but it shouldn't have been missing a part. So it got overnighted, air quotes. And because it was late Tuesday, then they picked it up Wednesday, and I got it Thursday. So
nice. Yay.
So can you go like whoosh, 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 oh, 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 kind of like while you're doing the podcast now, like do your DJ,
no.
DJ. Oh, okay. Never mind.
No, I don't have the turntables. I could hook up four microphones, not the one microphone, but,
so you could be echoey.
No, our pre-show was figuring out all of the settings I need to have this set at and realize I need to get now a new cable to connect my microphone, and then I should get a new microphone, and then my mixing board is probably going to be inferior, so I'll have to get the next step up of that, and then the microphone won't be good anymore. I'll need to get the next vicious cycle that we work ourselves into.
So I just bought an expensive microphone and expensive mixing board and just sat on them.
Yeah. Then from... I'm going to say it your way. Mandarake.
Thank you.
Mandrake.
Some evil SOB pointed this out to me and continued to point it out to me until I finally broke and got some more Japanese Bugmans. Got a Kamen Rider Double Cyclone Joker Extreme. Whoa. Because it was much cheaper than any pre-orders I could find on English sites.
I'm such a nice guy.
And I also, that was 2,000 yen, and if you're under 5,000 yen, they charge you. So I went, okay, well, I'll make up for this by buying a 4,000 yen Kamen Rider Double Cyclone 2-pack so I could get the giant scarf for Cyclone Joker that he's currently displayed with in his, like, right after transformation, like the scene from the opening credits of Kamen Rider.
Keep talking. Double. I'm finding us an image.
Yay.
Yes. That'll work. And so it looks very good. However, I had to use my last figure art stand because that's a whole lot of scarf standing behind him for the kind of on 1 foot pose. As far as on topic stuff, I have a whole bunch of stuff on the way from the Fan Fun Pub Club Transformers Club thing where they put
fun
up some
pub club.
Fun what pub, you get? Yeah. What you getting?
It's on the way. It's the Dino 5-pack, the Constructicon 5-pack, Spastic, or whatever the heck his name is.
Whoa. His name is Overrun now.
Overrun.
It's a lady.
Her name is Overrun now. Thank you.
Until it gets here and I can peel some stickers off just for the sheer enjoyment.
Why would you
it.
Do that? That's against the rules.
Yeah. Also, a Strafe and Lugnut.
Whoa, we don't say Lugnut around here, all right? He didn't get a name change.
It's Nutlug.
All right, good.
And then I think that two of the three of the new Commander 2 packs, the Jet and Tank, which I'm blanking on their names right now. But those are all in that order and on their way. And it got a small order in with Gerodimus at HTS for the other two Commander 2-pack. And we've been trying to find any place that even has cases. You know, we'll split a case of, like, the Wave 2 Reveal the Shield. And just as we were looking for all that stuff, I went into my Toys R Us and found myself a G2 Optimus Prime.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nice. I haven't seen any of those yet.
Yeah, with that, it means that there was also Retgar and Perceptor there, and
you bought them all, did you?
They weren't around.
Oh.
No, I would have, but they were not there to be found.
That scarf is almost as cool as Fred's ascot.
Yeah.
Blowing in the wind.
That scarf is an enormous accessory.
But I dig Prime. He has light piping on his forehead.
Excellent.
So I'm not quite so sure about the head sculpt, but he's very much a Prime of Justice. Definitely a different transformation with the way that his shoulders and his upper body collapses down to fit into everything, which I guess I hadn't seen in reviews or to have an idea of this toy beforehand. The only oddball thing in my mind was the fact that his rub sign actually goes away in the transformation, since it sits on top of his cab. A part of the transformation is that bit flips over to have his head show up, and so then his rub sign ends up internal to him.
Damn!
But I've unfortunately, due to long work hours, have not had a ton of time to fiddle with him.
That's all right.
That's long and short of what I got.
Fiddle faddle.
Fiddle faddle. Omegas, how did your what you got go this week of what you got to go this week go got go?
It got go gun go yeah.
Excellent.
What were you talking about again?
It's almost like Seth is here.
Oh, wow.
I mean, no, that's not right.
Okay, off topic first, a rare week with no Bugmans for me.
Get out.
all right, fine, I'm leaving. A friend of mine in Canada, actually, as I have many Canadian
You don't have any friends
in
Canada.
Me.
It wasn't you. You're good enough a friend to send me anything. My friend Michelle ended up sending me just out of the blue, Zelda Twilight Princess for the GameCube.
Oh! Did you beat it?
I had beaten it many years ago, actually. On a rental, but I never actually owned the game. So she took this as an offense to humanity and made sure that I had gotten one.
I was offended.
Sure you were.
Was. Continue.
I've got that to kill off all my free time.
Excellent.
Actually, just today, I got another box with her name on it. Which basically included her usual mass of absolutely random toys that she had lying around. These including a bunch of Gashapons from New Super Mario Brothers, Wii, and the last Zelda game. I've got little PVC turtle men sitting on my monitor at the moment.
Hooray!
Oh, little turtle men.
I'm a fan of the Mario.
Yeah, the Mario's good.
You like to do the Mario?
I don't know if I should answer that in public. That sounds weird.
Do you swing your arms from side to side?
Yeah. Like Captain Lou Albano, too. That's
rubber bands in my ears.
I miss Lou.
Yeah, they have a drug for that.
She also sent me this while back when they released the first time they released the Rotocast Mega Man figures.
Mm-hmm.
Was it actually look like the old Japanese art? Every one of them came with a piece of a build a figure Mega Man, which was just the exact same Mega Man toy except unpainted.
Oh.
Which is the goofiest build a figure I think I've ever heard of. So she had no use for it since she has the real thing. Sent me that. She never managed to get the arms on it, and I can see why, because the socket is like twice, you know, is like half the size of the peg on the shoulders.
Got to break out the Dremel, do some modifications.
I am ready to do that. Ooh. I am ready to go grinding on this thing.
Yeah.
Inks.
It's weird because So I have this armless Mega Man with an all metallic blue face sitting on my desk at the moment.
Excellent.
Also sent me the last time she sent me a box, you'll recall it, a bunch of Mega Man pins.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Proto Man apparently is
Your friend. Speak for yourself, Mister. No, just kidding.
That's what all those Rekgar people are like. They all band together like that.
He was, yeah, and like all those Rekgar guys, and then he's like, why isn't Motor Master made out of Rodimus?
Should be three Rodimuses combined together with third-party components.
Just stacked on top of each other.
But anyway, he apparently raised this stink over, like, apparently the Proto Man pin from that series was incredibly rare.
Ooh.
So, Michelle sent me the Proto Man pin.
Scalpin. Oh, snap.
Yeah. Yes, I've been doing a little bit of trolling on him on Twitter.
Good man.
Just
film
to
a video of you walking up to the toilet, putting the pin in the toilet, and hitting the flush lever.
You have no idea how tempted I am to do that. I don't know.
I'll give you $5.
American or Australian dollars?
Well, they're actually
better
from
right
the,
now
from the Monopoly set, but
don't buy it.
Here's the thing. Michelle gave me a note here that instructed me to sell Proto Man this pin for $300. And if it was anybody else, I would laugh at that joke, but it's Proto Man, so
oh,
I wouldn't put it past him.
He's going to respond to you, by the way.
Oh, I'm aware. I'm aware. Also,
with an email from PayPal.
Also, last thing in the box was a fresh copy of Mario Kart Wii.
Wee!
Because she has been eager to kick my ass online.
I can kick people's asses online with or without games.
Yeah,
I used to play Mario Kart back in the day.
Oh my god!
Ooh.
When I was young,
what kind of turtle shells did you use?
Oh, you name it. Red, green, three of them at a time.
Spinning around your cart even.
You're one of those punks with the blue shells, aren't you?
Oh.
I wish.
But I actually have not played it yet because it's a used copy and the wheel it came with, I feel I would catch some disease if I touched this thing.
What color is it?
Not white.
Sometimes it's green, and sometimes it's yellow. It depends on how it...
Can you Lysol it or something?
Yeah, let me see what color it is now. Oh, crap, it walked off.
Just wear some driving gloves. You'll be fine.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Oh, that'll probably be what I'll do. But
or
on
big
topic,
Mario gloves.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be really easy to hit the B button then. but on topic, after every Walmart in the area failed me, the first Target I walked into this week had Wave 2 of Reveal the Shield.
I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
G2 Prime is, as Aaron said, very awesome. I love how he's jointed to be a swordsman. But I'm also confused why he has things that hinder his articulation so much, like a orange pin on one shoulder that kind of obstructs him.
It's to make the fight fair.
Fight you left-handed. He's this cool figure. They molded a matrix inside his chest. I love whoever thought of that. Let's see. Rekgar is evil because it tempts me to buy another one.
Oh, yes.
So would you like that Rekgar to be Motor Master?
You know what? You know what? You know what? Screw it. I'm forming my own bandwagon. Let's make animated Waspinator into Motor Master. I want to see that now.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. I feel a little ill. I gotta lie down.
This pallor.
Oh, dear.
Rekgar's a cool figure, though. Rekgar quickly turned into my favorite from the wave.
Ooh, that's good to hear.
He's a very nice, intricate transformation. It probably helps because I have my original Rekgar still.
That was my first Transformer.
I'm quite certain, it's just like that one. I will lose the wheel. I will lose the axe within 2 weeks.
Excellent.
That's just how Rekgars work.
I don't think mine has an axe either anymore. The old one.
that's so bad. I don't know why. Rekgar was so easy to lose parts for. Shouldn't be. He's huge.
Yeah.
And Perceptor is as nice as I was hoping for. Mine's a little gapped because the backpack doesn't want to clip in completely, but aside from that, I am ready to accept all of those Microman figures from G1 as trucks. That just seems to be the trend, and I am all for it now.
That is a cool idea, yeah.
Everyone is now trucks. Yeah.
Soundwave is an SUV now.
Starscream?
Yeah.
It's a truck.
Starscream's
a
truck.
That's a Diaclone.
Get your 70s
Jeez
right.
Jeez Louise. My gosh. That's sickening.
Yeah.
I bet you think Rekgar works as a... What were we talking about?
Hey, you know what? Speaking of the G1 Rekgar, animated Rekgar can ride that motorcycle. So you should try it out. It's pretty cool.
God, I've got to try that as soon as we end. I might not wait till we end. I can reach him now.
My G1 Rekgar is in a shelf in a cabinet, which is covered in boxes. It'll take me too long to get there. I'll have to wait till afterwards.
Actually, it's my animated Rekgar that's buried right now, so I...
Why is he buried? Oh, yeah,
he loves
this,
that.
I thought it was this toy that was the best
toy
ever.
It's totally the best Motor Master. I don't know where it is, but...
It's around here somewhere. It took the Wii remote. That was my week.
Alrighty. Mr. Derek J. Wyatt, what did you get this week?
Man, that's such a lame week in comparison.
Oh. You can make it 2 weeks if you want.
I bought a bunch of... I went back and started buying all those John Byrne Fantastic Four graphic novels after I saw the Herbie toy come out. I've been reading those. The only thing I've gotten recently is I picked up a BotCon Huffer from the...
Oh.
Is it Games of Deception year? Is that the right one?
Yeah, the 07. Yeah. The Seekers year.
Yes. And he's cool.
The infamous year.
So, that's the one I've been... Like, I didn't get that set, and I've been slowly trying to build that, you know, painfully build that set up.
Yeah.
So there's another little missing piece that I picked up.
I like that Huffer quite a bit. I think he's actually... Outside of the inherent thing of, like, hey, it's the Seekers, like, outside of them, he was one of my favorite figures in that set, because he just worked, I thought.
He is cool. I don't think I ever had the original toy this is based on, and it's pretty neat. Mm. I like the leg aesthetics. It's kind of got the same kind of boot thing going that the Prowl Rapido kind of mold had that I liked,
mm-hmm.
that no one else does. I don't know. Everybody else loves the Sunstreaker mold better than that one. I like that one better.
I was kind of just... To me, they were on the same par myself.
But yeah, they're good. They're both good, but I really like those kind of leggings, like, are really G1 to me. I really like that a lot. I like
that
taper.
That little toy is based on Armorhide was one of the first non-show guys in the Cybertron line, if I remember correctly. So he was really cool in that he was not only a really cool toy, but he was kind of like not in the show either. So you're like, it's an original character, but he's almost a little cooler than some of the in-show characters. I love his cyber key gimmick of like, guess what? My chest is missiles.
Yeah, that's the best. Yeah.
It's even better when it's Huffer. It's like, yeah, oh man, I don't know. My chest is missiles.
So grumpy. And then, yeah, that was a cool toy. I'm glad I got that. That's it. That's all I have. Sorry, guys.
No worries. I can actually just drop that Huffer is also how I learned that you should always inspect your bot. Aside from the shattered glass Rodimus, who I recently decapitated, that's how I learned you should always check your toys at BotCon. Because I checked my Huffer at BotCon, and he was missing the entire front grill plate over the missiles. And that's where I learned that if you have a toy like that, or in the case of my shattered glass Rodimus, his head was filled with super glue. You just go there with the figure and say, can I change this? And if you do it on Saturday, you know, Friday or Saturday, you probably can. So, pro tip to everybody, don't be like me. Don't not check your toys for 2 years and then break them.
Especially when they're now like $500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still have to repair that Rodimus. I just got to get the pins and whatnot to give him an artificial neck. Myself... my what we got this week is, hey everyone, welcome to the Super Secret Kamen Rider podcast within the podcast.
Okay, here we go. I took a week off and you're going to make up for it.
That's all I got was Bugman. I'm going to keep it brief. Where's my list? What I got was, I got a whole bunch of stuff from the show going on right now. I got the thing you put on your arm. It's a big red disc and you fill it with metals and it's goofy. I also got one of the transforming soda cans who turns into a peacock. It's not as good as the other ones. Because all you do is you flip a panel up on the front and then unfurl some feathers. It doesn't really work all that well. But I got some O's men, who can break apart so you can do all his different combos. And I actually have photos ready to show you guys what I'm talking about if you don't know what I'm talking about. Because I'm prepared like that. So, I got three of these O's men. I got I don't have the yellow or the red one. But I got the other three. And there's a button you push on the back, so they turn into legs, arms, and a head. Then you can swap all their parts around. And that's kind of fun. And I also got the bike that goes with them. This bike is interesting because it is a motorcycle that can transform into a soda vending machine. And comes with a can that turns into a little tiger who can stick into the front of the bike to turn it into a tiger bike tank thing. But without the can stuck in the front, it just looks like a motorcycle. And it makes noises, which I find very pleasant. I like it when toys make noises. Like this thing, if I switch it on, is it on now? Oh, it's on! All right. So in the vending machine mode, you get these coins. And if you stick the coin into the front of the vending machine, it goes like... So it starts making that, and you push the button, and it makes all these little happy noises. Like, you won!
Wow.
It's also stupid expensive. And I got one off Mandarake, as we say it in Japan, for a lot cheaper because it was opened. And the thing is that when you buy an open toy in Japan, that means, in the case of this one and many others, someone bought it, played with it once, then carefully repacked it as though he was a factory worker and then sold it to a store. So saved about 20, 25 bucks on it.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah, I love Japanese collectors. They're my favorites.
I bought a Sky Gary in Japan from Mandarake, and it had been taken out of the box. All the stickers had been applied, and then it had put back in.
Yeah.
In a beautiful condition. I'm like, it was like I would have paid more for that because they did all the work for me. It's great.
Can you get a professional sticker labeler?
Yeah, way better than I am, I'll tell you that.
Working on it. Also in the vending machine man bike thing, I got some of those sound sticks, and they say stuff like that. And then I got some figure arts. One of them is a figure art of one of those guys I just got, only this one does not split into three pieces. This one is a bit more poseable, much more paintwork is applied, and he comes with a flying red hand, which out of context is probably viciously confusing. But that's kind of like how I like to roll. And also I got the figure arts, the first Super Sentai figure arts of Shinken Red, or the Red Power Rangers Samurai Ranger. And he comes with a little kneeling gentleman and has a giant sword and a small sword and et cetera, et cetera. Very well done figure, actually. I'm quite happy with it. Anyone who thinks that Power Rangers Samurai is cool should get it. Anyone who thinks that Shinkenger's cool probably already got it. Good times. But that's all I got. A whole bunch of Japanese Bugmen and a now Power Ranger. So there was a transforming thing in there. You can't come down on me too hard.
That's Bandai doesn't count.
Damn it! Well, you know, last week I bought Fire Trap and I didn't even want him. So
did you buy Crank Start yet?
I have Crank Start.
Did you buy another one?
No, I didn't buy another Crank Start because I don't want a second Crank Start. Because I don't like Crank Start. I love my Revenge of the Fallen Scouts, and now that Scouts are done and Cyberverse has begun, I now have an end cap on my Scouts, so I'm going to just buy the rest. But let me tell you, as a gentleman who's bought every single one, Crank Start is the worst! Because he's like one of the weakest toys, and then he's the repaint of one of the weakest toys in a stupid color set that I hate, and I don't like him.
Protoman keeps saying on Twitter, like, he said this several times, I have no idea what he means. He keeps saying, mark my words, Scouts are the new deluxe.
Well, with the Revenge of the Fallen Hunt for the Decepticons Reveal the Shield, Scouts totally were, in that they were, like, the best bang for your buck I've seen in ages. Of, like, it's not expensive, but it does a whole lot. Almost exemplified to a peak by Breacher. And, those were cool toys, and I'm kind of sad to see them go. Not to say I think Cyberverse looks bad, I think it looks pretty interesting, but you know, now that little era seems to have come to an end, and the guy who was the janitor of that era is Crankstart.
Didn't they change the size class name to something even worse? Too?
Commander.
Horrible to me, because, like, you know, I'm still in my head, well, that's a mega size, that's an ultra size. Like, those are things that mean something to me, like, where Voyager, well, that sounds like a van. I don't understand. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, if you were just getting into Transformers now, I mean, like, you used to be like, okay, basic, deluxe, mega, ultra. It was very easy to keep track of, you know,
very
it sounded like bigger and bigger and bigger. And now it's like, you know, Legend, Commander, Deluxe,
Legion.
Voyager. Oh, it's Legion now, so it's even worse.
Legion?
So,
yeah, the Legends are now the Legends are Cyberverse Legions, and Scouts are Cyberverse Commanders.
What is going on? That is awful.
I don't know.
See, I could kind of understand Commanders from the two packs, from the
I'm pretty sure that's where it's coming from,
guys.
Hand me down off there, and also, like, they are the biggest Cyberverse, ergo they are the Cyberverse Commanders, but they are also small toys.
It's time to start over.
Doesn't mean anything. It's just random.
It's more words. I still don't know. Like, Voyager is kind of a hand-me-down out of, I think, Cybertron. Weren't they the first one to be Voyagers?
Yeah, Cybertron.
Cybertron
was
kind of like, people are going across planets. You're like, okay, so they're voyaging between the planets. I can see that. But then it kind of...
Just now, to be fair, it could be worse. We could still have MegaCon, MaxCon, SuperCon.
I'm really happy that we don't have those anymore. Those are the Armada size classes, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm cool with SuperCons being. I hated SuperCons. Never liked SuperCons.
But they all have capes.
Yeah.
Fly around.
Well, they were deluxes, so I was like, why are the SuperCons the weren't they?
Well,
let's just go back to Beast Wars classification.
Yeah.
Basic. I like basic. Yeah. I miss basic. I also want to just bring up, we got an excellent twit pic from a friend of the podcast, Daimooch, who showed what Motor Master should have been. Which is what I asked about before, which was Bumblebee should have been in this set, obviously. With a block head. It would have been... Yeah. where were we? That's what we got this week. Coming up next, we've got a listener question from Guard Convoy, whose question was, quote, I thought I would send this question your way, since I don't know any other way to do it. Dear Evangelist and the cast of WTF and TFW, with the revelation of a retool of Generations Thunderwing, as Black Shadow, what other Japanese Generation 1 characters would you like to see revisited, i.e. as a repaint, retool of an existing figure, or as a new figure altogether? Thank you for taking the time to answer my question.
Is that John Travolta?
Might have been. I don't know.
Over here. So what kind of Japanese character you want to see over here?
Special guest, commentating podcast host member, Derek J. Wyatt. How do you answer this question?
I think I forgot the question. is it what Japanese character we'd like to see out of in Generations?
No, I forgot the question.
Yeah. I mean, what Japanese Generations character would you like to see revisited?
Where do you start? I mean, I want to see Thesaurus, and I want to see Overlord, and I want to see Metalhawk, and I want to see Grandis, and I want to see, you know, everybody. They should. I want like one or two. You know, they've been doing a great job getting obscure characters in lately, especially like 2010. I think was really good for getting kind of nerdy characters.
Let's get some Japanese pretenders.
Yeah, Pretenders had a great year, even an Action Master or two. But yeah, let's get some Japanese guys going.
Yeah, Star Upper.
Oh my god, Star Upper would
that would
so
be
so rad.
I want to see a new Karada myself.
Oh, revisit that guy? Hmm.
Yeah, because I mean, he had like a poncho and like a sombrero kind of thing going on. Weird head. I want to see Karada come back.
Hmm.
I guess that's my answer to the question too. that'll be my answer for now. Is Karada? I would like to. No, he's not Generation 1. Damn. Okay, I'll answer this later. Omega's Prime. What is the answer to this question?
Star Saber, and Star Saber.
I never thought you were gonna say that.
Oh yeah, I like to come out of left field like that. I make it no secret on this podcast that I freaking love the original Star Saber.
They have to do one of him. Like, what are they thinking if they don't?
Obviously, he can be the new head retool of Sergeant Cup.
Wyatt knew.
Rengar.
No, don't you start with the Rengar again.
Perfect. It makes perfect sense. Star Saber. It's so much better.
You take away my Motor Master and you ruin my Star Saber.
You know what? He should totally be like Rengar. You can have him combine. Like one of them will be the big thing that the little one plugs into. So you can have a white Rengar and a red Rengar.
Look at this. All my hopes and dreams are shattered on the floor. If only I had a garbage truck to sweep them into.
An evil garbage truck, perhaps with a box-shaped head, who does stunts.
No. But outside of Star Saber, a huge fan of Leozak. I want, thank you, BotCon, for trying. I want a real one now.
I want one with eyes and a nose on his helmet.
I know that everyone has, and I kind of am now on the tangent of everyone saying that new head on Scourge in his instructions is probably Senator Ratbat, but my first reaction to it still is Leozak.
That would work for a straight up repaint for me.
Because he's got, like, the new head has, like, little teeth around his face. I'm like, it's kind of got that Leozak thing of he's got a lion's head on his head, but. I don't know. Then everyone said Senator Ratbat, and I was like, that actually makes more sense. Darn it.
Whatever.
I think they'd actually call him Senator Ratbat.
Terrible.
But
Senator Ratbat. He and Palpatine brought about the Clone War.
God, making me ill.
Oh, God. Just to come out of left field just a little bit, I want a Super Megatron.
Yeah, well,
I know. Megatron. I know. That's what I was going to say. Thank you for giving us something of that. But
I agree. I would. That would be awesome. And that should be the. If they did that, they should be the next masterpiece. Well, after Galvatron.
Oh yeah,
it should be Super Megatron.
After Blot?
Physically structured.
Sorry, after.
Oh
after
my
Gnaw,
god!
After
masterpiece
Gnaw.
Blot would be amazing.
All right, Aaron, what is your answer to the question?
The thought that I had before any of you guys said it, and then I'll just end up saying it again, Star Saber, Victory Leo. But but have them both, like, maybe even as deluxe.
What if they are both just repaints of Wreck-Gar so they can still combine?
No.
Rides the O.
No, not really. But no, I mean, beyond that, it's... Those are the, like, the Japanese leaders that are left out of most of the crazy, isn't it?
Metalhawk, hello.
Metalhawk, well, yeah.
He's rad.
I guess.
He's rad.
With one piece of diecast to keep up the Metalhawk is diecast thing.
Where's our masterpiece, Rad? Because that was a pretty intense character from Armada, and we could really use representation.
Now, see, you be careful. We joked about Straxus on this podcast, and all of a sudden, we got one.
Well, that's what I always say is, like, nowadays, it's like, who do you want to see me? It's like, oh, I don't know, Straxus. Oh, Hammerhead Zarin?
You need Japanese characters. They definitely should do that.
Yeah, I mean, myself, Star Saber, of course, would be awesome. Going into the left field area, as I said, Generation 1 Karada, one of the best characters of my childhood. I don't know. I mean, if this is actually going to be Black Shadow, do me up his buddy. Do up Blue Bacchus. Why not?
Yeah.
If we're gonna do Black Shadow, you might as well do Blue Bacchus.
Oh, I want a Hellbat too. Can I add that to my list?
You in fact can add that to your list.
Too late. I say it's too late.
I think they should make Hellbat out of animated Wreck-Gar.
Oh.
And he could combine with Reveal the Shield Wreck-Gar to form Lyokaiser. Obviously.
See, but then you got to make all the others, and someone
what about
someone
Dino
on
King? Oh, Dino God, King. There's,
I'm at the very least, repaint the Dinobots from Power Core. At the very least.
Man, that's too many. And they're so behind in this Japanese stuff. It's like, they gotta get going now, or we'll never get it all before we die.
Movieverse Star Saber.
Movieverse Star Saber.
No.
That would just be, isn't that like
you go to hell.
Yeah, isn't Movieverse Star Saber like a Chevy car that's yellow and has wheels for feet and is just his name is just slapped on the car?
Oh, remember, he's also going to have three fingers
right,
on each hand. Yeah, and
a mullet.
And he's got whips, and his name is Jolt. But...
And he talks in a southern accent.
What I'm trying to say is Jolt is Star Saber.
Yeah, they'll just re... Oh, God.
Oh, great. Now I have to get that new Jolt toy.
Well, Jolt is the one who is the hero of... he's the one who resurrected Optimus Prime's Jetfire armor thing, right, in Revenge of the Fallen. Clearly, he is a higher tier character. What if he's Star Saber? I'm just saying.
Higher tier coming out of my eye.
I'm glad you said I.
Wow. I don't think I cry out of many other places.
I do.
I was going T-I-E-R, not T-E-A-R.
So, Guard Convoy, I hope we answered your question to the best of our ability.
Yes, we want all of them.
Yeah, make every... why are you still here, Guard Convoy? Get going, make them now.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we've got our very brief spoiler section. Ooh. And the spoilers will begin now.
This is the spoiler section. From this point forward, the virginity of your experience with upcoming Transformers media will be at fatal risk. You have been warned. Turn back now, or bear your penance for eternity.
I was going to say that we could have a mini prime time so that everyone who wasn't taking part in our primetime podcast could drop their thoughts on the last episode of Transformers Prime, except the only person here who wasn't in on those podcasts is Derek Wyatt. So... You've ruined everything. Have you watched Prime at all?
I've just seen the miniseries so far.
Ah,
so I'm not up to speed. Sorry.
Man. Do you want to say anything about it, or do you feel that the industry position from which you're coming would?
Yeah, I feel weird.
An awkward one to approach.
I feel like anything I say, like I kind of talked about it a little bit on Twitter, and then everybody's like, "Why are you hating on it?" I'm like, "I didn't think I was." So
yeah, you are in a very loaded position. Well, now where you are. Anything you say about it will end up on your trading card this year.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. There's things I definitely really like about it, and there's things I don't like about it. So it's like, yeah. And I'm friends with a lot of guys that are working on it, and
so, I mean that already will also color a lot of your positions.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, I'm kind of screwed either way.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that could be more awkward would be to do episode reviews of animated with you involved in them, like.
You're wrong again. That was totally intentional.
In universe,
his arm turned green in that frame because I specifically color it like that.
He was part of the core when that happened. Not to bring Green Lantern up. Movies. So there's no real point in doing a mini primetime right now because Omegas and Aaron have been featured in our recent primetime episode. So we'd be kind of pointless, but. We do have some Dark of the Moon news we could talk about, because a new teaser, or I can't even tell if it's one or two new teasers have come out, but there's like three now. There was a NASCAR one, that's the named one I can remember, but basically we got to see a little bit more footage of the Wreckers driving really fast. So we now know that in Dark of the Moon, the NASCAR Wreckers, who are NASCAR cars covered in weapons, will also drive fast at some point.
And have mullets.
Yes.
Wow. Really, NASCAR car driving fast. It's just crazy.
Yes, I know. The only thing I really
Hollywood wanted, people can make anything happen.
The main thing I want to drop here is I am ecstatic to see my favorite subline, Stealth Force, being canonized.
Yeah.
I have every Stealth Force toy on the market in my town right now, so I feel good. I feel proud.
I was very surprised when I saw that. I had to go back and go, wait, that's real?
That's real.
Okay, I guess.
You don't know how real that is.
Was that mullet guy revealed at Toy Fair?
Yeah, all three of them, I think.
I guess I only saw the one, the blue one. I thought it was really funny because he has a mullet, but I was looking at the toy, and I could not discern the face at all. It was just a pile of things going on. I thought I saw a visor, and then underneath the visor, I have no idea.
There is one wearing a visor and a baseball cap, I know for sure. And I want to say, there's something, I actually really like it, the way that they did those heads, because it's kind of this weird inverted full circle, whereby originally it was kind of like, we can't do these cartoony robots because it's got to look real. Now we're three movies in, we're hitting the end. They're like, you know what? Now we're all real. Let's put some cartoony aspects onto the real guys. So now we're going to have the mullet guys with the baseball caps and shades. There's something real, just like this weird disconnected full circle about it that I find incredibly enticing. I don't know why. I do want to throw it out there, though, that regardless of all their roots, I have forever been into the dreads, because for some reason I really like the idea of robotic dreadlocks. Like, of all hairstyles to make robotic, dreadlocks seem the most logical to me, because it's just like a bunch of interconnected pipes.
It's not even a hairstyle. It's just a robot too lazy to put the back of his skull on. Just wires just flying out the back of his head.
Put hooks on the ends of these wires and just have the dude just spin around.
I was always trying to keep wires out of animated, because I figured, like, if they had wires inside, they'd get all tangled up in their transformation. You know, I figured they were beyond that kind of. That seems so primitive to me to have wires.
The roots
but
of
the
this,
dump
I think.
Truck can, oh, but the garbage truck can only go 30 miles an hour.
That's right. It can only go. Make
yeah.
Stunts.
Come on.
I think the roots of this might be that I'm one of the few people in the G2 comic. There was an artist who always had like steel cables for necks on Transformers, and I always.
No, that was cool. Yeah, Derek Ganiger and
yeah,
the guy.
I always really dug that, and then
that's because he was making ABC Warriors, which was. It's cool.
Yeah, and then stretching out to another series, there's a show called Gaugaigar, where the main hero, when he was in his normal like human-sized cyborg form, he had these huge dreadlocks, which were actually interconnected power batteries. So when they went totally balls crazy in the epilogue series where Gaugaigar became a giant robot with a huge mane of red hair, there is a brief shot where they do a massive close-up on the red hair to show it is, in fact, millions of cabled power batteries strung together. And so when I saw the dreads, I was just like, at this point, I am actually fully into dreadlock robot hair. So they work for me a whole bunch before I saw all the other stuff.
What if but they say no specifically, face. Though, that they're not batteries for you?
I don't care if they're not batteries, because the dreads also have giant scissors on their backs, so they're just kind of like nightmare creatures to me. That's why with the dreads, I don't mind the lack of faces either, because they're just like these. They're SUVs that turn into walking evil piles. For the record, I have no idea. I mean, I like the guy with the shades.
Which one? I can't see. Like, I can't tell anything. They just look like. It looks like somebody painted silver on a bunch of bumps.
I think it's the green one. I don't know. I like the Wrecker's chests.
Does he have a hat, the green one?
Yeah, yeah. The one with the hat has shades, too.
I can't tell.
I'm talking about the one with the hat. That's my favorite part of all this.
Wasn't it rumored that Bill Fagerbakke was going to do a voice for one of those ones?
Yeah. Didn't he say that he recorded something for...
I thought so.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Because I think the rumor is he's one of the Wreckers.
These guys are a mess. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dude, they got dreadlocks!
It looks like a British judge wig.
And they got... Well, that's the Wrecker. That's the Wrecker. He's got the judge wig.
Wait, what's the one with the dreadlocks?
The black ones with the huge scissor pieces on them.
Oh my God.
Bad guys.
Well, he has a face, at least.
And he's got dreadlocks! I have learned via people who have them in hand that the dreadlocks are rubberized on the toy, so they are flexible.
Oh goodness. Nice. Well, have fun with that.
Giant scissors.
I hope you enjoy it.
I don't know. The dreads are basically, if someone told me make evil robots, I think the dreads are one thing that might pop out of me if I was told to spawn some evil robots.
He's got like a bat face with dreadlocks. What sense does that make?
Because he's a dread. I don't know.
And he has no pants on. His legs are bare.
That is true. Well, a lot of these guys, I tend to look at the chest and the head more so than anything else on them. But.
Well, he has like bat feet too, so he's very.
Mm. I like.
So naturally, it turns into SUV, right? Because he's a.
Yeah, yeah. There's three of them. They're apparently cool bad dudes. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I like the Wreckers' chests on the toys, though. There's something that they did with, and I'm guessing it's in the movie as well, with they take the hood chest thing, and I think they do a neat thing with it.
I think the blue one, if you look at it, has the movie Sentinel Prime's face on his chest.
Oh, I didn't look at the thing.
He's got two eyes and a mustache.
I need a pic. I need a link.
Oh.
I mean, if this is a running thing between him and with Jolt having Frenzy, Wheelie's face... in his crotch.
Just steal people's faces and put them in inappropriate
dude,
locations.
There is like a totally a flattened clock man with a mustache in his chest. Yeah. That's awesome.
Maybe it's TikTok of Oz.
That totally looks like TikTok. Dude, yes. Oh man. It's going to be the best movie.
Well, I guess I see what you mean about with the green one where it has the hood, but it feels like I've seen that ever. It doesn't Bumblebee like that too? Hood always splits and...
There's something that the green one does that I don't know why, but because with Bumblebee, it took a while for the toys to do it in a way that I really enjoyed.
I see. Yeah.
And so the green one, it feels like I think the best way I can describe it is it's the movie look streamlined for toys in a way that feels effective and not chunky.
Yeah.
Compared to like the 07 movie toys. And that's kind of what I'm looking for in my Dark of the Moon toys right now is because these are probably there's a high chance they're going to be the last couple of toys done with the movie aesthetic in a while. I want to see basically the engineering do stuff that we thought would be impossible to do in 07. That's what I want to see pretty much.
Yeah.
So stuff like the Voyager Ironhide having thin legs where I would never have thought it would be possible to do that. Is one of my, what's funny is I meant to be talking about the teasers, only there's so little in the teasers, and now we're talking about the toys again.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's the teasers.
I guess I just skimmed over these images when I was looking at Toy Fair stuff because I was like, nothing kind of drew me in. Mm-hmm. And now that I look at them close, I'm just like, Why did I look at these pictures? I don't know.
I mean, what have you seen any of the teasers at all? Or have any of you guys been watching
this? I watched the Super Bowl thing with the worms and the lion thing. And
I bet you that...
I don't know.
That worm is totally Motormaster. I bet you. Movie Motormaster.
All I care about, the only thing I care about and will make or break the movie for me is if Shockwave is purple. Because if he's purple like the leaked images of the toy, I'm going to be very... I'll be fine with everything else.
Yeah, because the toy's purple, but then the video game site's wallpaper has him, like, solid gray.
Yeah, and that's so... Like, what? I'm so tired of that, you know, all the Decepticons being colorless, you know, and trying to put tribal tats on Starscream to break it up didn't work for me, so, like, just give me a purple Shockwave. That's all I wanted.
I don't like him inked out.
Yeah, well, I don't understand that at all. Like, yeah, look at me, I'm a jet plane with tribal tats. Okay. Oh,
yeah. Omegas, Aaron, did either of you catch any of these newer teasers, and did you spot anything interesting in them? Because I kind of didn't.
Yeah, I watched the MichaelBay.com thing. I think he brands it three times in there.
Brought to you by MichaelBay.com.
That was the... Yeah, here, I'll start it up again, because...
Oh, now we're going to just watch
voiceover. Yeah. Years from now, they're going to ask us, where were you when they took over the planet?
It's a horrible John Turturro impression.
Yeah, I was just repeating it straight from what he was saying. I wasn't going for an impression. But yeah, making mech tech valid. And then the same... a lot of it's just the same shots parsed up differently.
Yeah.
With the Splasher Wreckers, because it was during NASCAR. But, yeah, I don't know.
Omegas, did you see anything new or interesting in them from the Super Bowl one? Or?
Not especially. Honestly, my memory of the Super Bowl one is a little hazy at the moment.
Well, some robots fight each other in it.
Okay, yeah, I got that part.
And Optimus Prime goes nuts and cuts a dude in half, I think.
Yeah, totally, but that's Prime, that's Thursday.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
When the Red Skull rips off his mask and you see the skull underneath, I remember that.
That was awesome. That was
best part of the Dark Knight.
That was rad. And then like Captain America's all skinny, and then they beef him up.
I do want to address something that came up actually in the last podcast thread, because I was talking about how it looks like Prime is wearing Jetfire again, and someone pointed out that that's actually a completely new set of armor, and it's painted to look like Prime, and I know this is probably flying in the face of those who have studied the frame-by-frames of these trailers, but I just want to say, that put into my mind this really awesome idea that Prime is in fact still wearing Jetfire's corpse, only he found it depressing that it reminded him of Jetfire, so he had it painted to look like parts of himself, so he would eventually forget it's actually somebody's dead body he keeps putting on and discarding.
I thought it looked
even
black in the trailer.
Someone
says... It was better yet. Yeah. It's not Jetfire. He just found somebody that was colored more like himself to kill. And went, Joel, come on. Weld this stuff on.
I admit, I didn't actually go pursuing any info on this, but someone, I think it was Fit for Natalie, might have been, mentioned that the stuff Prime's wearing has like his flame deco on it somewhere.
Huh.
So maybe I like
the idea better that Prime, you know, just in between movies, just, you know, like kicking back at like a military base somewhere, painting Jetfire's corpse like an Easter egg.
Yeah, just like aside from the fact, the sheer disrespect of the fact that he's still wearing and blatantly just discarding pieces of this heroic older robot that sacrificed its life for his sake, to then desecrate the corpse so horrifically as to go like, I'm a paint it to look like me.
Maybe that's what Jetfire wanted.
I think Jetfire was thinking like, this must be. He sounds like Peter Cullen. He's going to be heroic about this. He's not going to waste my sacrifice. And Prime's like, get his parts off me. All right, paint it to look like me. It's depressing.
At the end of the last one, when it comes off, doesn't it kind of fall apart?
He literally is shrugging just pieces of it off as though it's like something irritating that's stuck onto his boot.
Oh, boy.
Just that's where I got sold on the idea of Movie Prime just being a sociopath or a homicidal maniac or somewhere in between.
Like Peter Cullen has so much warmth in his voice, though.
Well, that's kind of this is stretching back to Prime. That's what I've been enjoying a little bit about the newer episodes of Prime, is that Peter Cullen's performance has been kind of de-movieizing a little bit.
Yeah,
it's nice to have like a modern Cullen Prime who I'm not characterizing as a homicidal killer. Because he's like, he's being friendly to children and things. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's neat. And he's not like, he's not seeing Decepticons and going like, I wonder how many parts of them I can flay off before they die from shock. But he's, you know, that's where I think that this is in contrast to the movie. That's why I'm really enjoying, one thing I'm enjoying about Prime right now is we've got a Cullen Prime who I'm not imagining as Dexter. It's a nice change of pace. Where are we now? What happened?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I think
you happened, as always.
Yeah.
Anything else anyone want to drop in the spoiler section? That's...
Well, in Mystery Inc. Season 2... No.
Is there a mystery?
There is.
Oh, can we solve mystery?
Wheeljack's going to be on Prime, and that's all I got. I didn't actually watch the promo, so I don't know.
I think I saw the trailer for that.
He's got his head looks a whole lot like Wheeljack in that it has a face thing and ears.
You have swords
or
something?
It's not Armada Wheeljack.
Yeah, he's got swords.
Those are just giant wrenches.
I hope so.
Really sharp wrenches.
Yeah. I don't know. That's going to be our next prime time, which probably... That airs tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I keep forgetting that it's on Fridays. Well, for you guys, I can't watch it on Friday because I'm in Canada. I don't have the hub. That's special. So I guess we can call it. That's been our show for this week. Unless anyone else has anything they want to drop in.
I'm good.
I wish I could think of something fun to say, but...
Have you got any... Do you want to plug anything? I don't know if people know this, but you work
Hey, don't look for Mystery Inc. right now, because it's on hiatus.
Damn!
No. I don't know.
look for his first digibash of Python Patrol Dr. Mindbender. That's pretty intense stuff. That's
on Twitter.
Yes.
On TwitPic.
That sucks that it's on hiatus. Hopefully it will un-hiatus... On that came out.
Oh, weird. Things are going on, you know.
Yeah,
it'll end hiatus eventually, but
yeah,
all kinds of stuff is going on.
As I love to say, Western animation is clearly dead.
Don't say that. That's not funny. Who's gonna pay for my toys?
I don't know if I brought this up on this podcast, but like you know, when I think about this, this is something I started doing of late. When I realized, I was like, what do I have to watch? All right, let me think about this. Transformers Prime, Young Justice, Mysteries Incorporated, Symbionic Titan. What am I missing? There's more.
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony. G.I. Joe Renegades. Okay, there's already six shows that I want to watch in their entirety that are Western animation to some degree.
We're going to add Thundercats.
Thundercats!
Which is really interesting because it's a co-production between Studio 4C in Japan and Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And I hear, I've seen a little bit of stuff, but I hear it's like, the animation quality is amazing.
And also, just to throw in another future one, if we're going to bring in Thundercats, Green Lantern's getting a cartoon.
Yeah, I worked on a little bit.
So, okay, there we go. Six shows now, eight in the future, that I want to get caught up on. And I still, you know, you always see people who are like, man, Western animation's kind of dead. Good thing we still got Japan. And I'm just always kind of like, yeah, Western animation's sure dead. That's why I have Avengers as well. I still got to watch Avengers. That's another one.
Wow.
Western animation sure is dead.
And I hear the new Ninja Turtles might be kind of cool too.
I forgot they're doing a new Ninja Turtles. Oh my God, that's 10 shows now. Mm-hmm. If these all keep running.
They got, well, I don't know if I can go into it too much, but there's a guy running Ninja Turtles that is basically like the me of the Ninja Turtles fandom. So he's very into it.
The me. That's my favorite.
Yeah, you know, because there's only one Transformers fan in animation.
So. But anyway, I don't know how I got into that one. My only other one is I still have to watch Panty and Stocking as well.
Oh my God, you gotta watch
another one on the list, Panty and Stocking.
Oh my God.
That's not Western, that's...
They showed toys from the Transformer parody.
I know.
God, I want those.
That is cooler than anything at Toy Fair.
And the sad thing is, one of them is gonna look like Rodimus Prime, so guess who's going to be after that one?
Well, here, I got three. I
got
something I can do that's going to insult people on that end of things. I sure am happy I've also got things like Panty and Stocking to watch, so you know, to go with my Western cartoons, I got some Japanese cartoons to watch, too. See what I did there? I called it Japanese cartoons. Because anime means cartoons in Japan.
Mandarake.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Evangelist.
Thank you.
That long pause was actually where I usually.
Was that right?
Ending it. You could say good night there if you want. At this point, you are now free to press. Yeah, you're now free to press stop at this point if you so choose.
What the f*** it means, but you got some badass perpetrators and they're here to stay.